All right, it is fall and your immune system is about to get tested, everybody. Not only does the changing weather mark the start of cold and flu season, it's also back to school time when kids become walking petri dishes. While catching something may be inevitable, there is no excuse for letting yourself get dehydrated in the process. So when you're wiped out with cold or flu, the first piece of advice always to drink plenty of fluids, but we seem to forget that. Now, once you've started feeling dehydrated, it's already too late for water or sports drinks. Rapid rehydration requires the proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water, and nothing gives this like Hydrolite. Hydrolite's formulation is based on established, proven science, and it is the simply best rehydration product I've found in this country. Hydrolite comes in great flavors, orange, berry, lemonade, and it's available in a pre-mixed drink, powder, or what I prefer, those effervescence tablets. You just drop in a glass of water or a bottle of water, off you go. It's like your own portable IV, but you can do it enterally. Compared to sports drinks, Hydrolite delivers up to four times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. Hydrolite solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-use, easy-to-follow instructions. You can find Hydrolite at Rite Aid or online at Amazon.com. And for a limited time, our listeners can save 30% on Hydrolite. Just click the banner on our site, drdrew.com, 30% off. Great deal. Do it.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyants, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Okay, welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, 2018 predictions. This episode is courtesy of DrDrew.com. It is a community service show. But if you go to drdrew.com and support our sponsors, such as my favorite, Hydrolite, especially after the new year, if you drink too much, you have a little bit of Hydrolite in that water and it perks you right back up. So go to drdrew.com and click on the banner and visit Amazon.com, pick up some Hydrolite. We make about 10 cents on that, but it does support the show and we appreciate that sponsor in 2018. Also, I'd like to thank all the producers who are helping me with the show. Today's production is courtesy of Jennifer Musall. She is our crack producer of the day. And I'm here with Dr. Drew, who also told me that that's a word I can use. So I thought it was bad, but I guess it's good. So today's episode is all about predictions of what's coming in the new year. We're going to kind of do the same thing we've done in the past, except we're going to add some astrology and numerology in the mix. So welcome to the show. Today I have April Nicole, also known as April Nicole. Okay. I want to give her a shout out because she was able to predict something about a celebrity. I want her to explain what came true in 2017. I was very impressed with her ability to look into psychic things. Also, Jennifer Schaefer, who is our prediction maven. She's clearly well-suited for this position. Kali Simone, who is in New York, who's on the line. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, and guys. She's also got some great predictions for 2018. I want everybody to kind of give me a synopsis of what's worked out for you on these predictions. And then, of course, we have Sloan Bella, who is our psychic medium, astrology, numerologist, du jour. I just met her. So I don't really, I know that she's going to tell us some amazing things about everybody's signs, and we're going to be able to predict what's coming for each one of us in the zodiac.
Good.
Astrology.
Yeah.
Good. And also whatever you want to throw in psychically, yeah. You know, it's just sort of a round table of ideas, and we let spirit kind of guide and not, you know, plan anything. I mean, we have very precise things that we want to talk about. Dr. Drew is in the house because he always has good questions. Yes, he's sitting in for my daughter, Paulina Pinsky, who wasn't feeling well today. So, and he said, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm back. So welcome, husband. So, okay, without further ado, I'd like to talk a little bit about what April was able to predict in 2017. I was very impressed with the outcome of her reading, and welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you want to describe what you saw and what came true?
So for 2017 predictions, I actually did a couple predictions on Farrah Abrahams from Teen Mom. And one of the things that I had predicted is that her relationship would obviously get worse with her mom. There's a lot of toxicity there. So as far as I know from what I've read online, mm-hmm. That they're no longer on speaking terms. And I know that her mother, Deborah, had met a new man who she intended on marrying, and Farrah was not okay with that. Mm-hmm. So they've severed ties as of now.
Yeah, they've had a tumultuous relationship.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then one of the other things I predicted was her relationship with Simon was going to come to an end, and that they would have some legal battles between the two of them. Well, in July, Simon was served with a cease and desist order for stalking and making slanderous comments. And so she accused him of ruining business deals and stalking, which was one of the things I had brought up, was that there would be legal battles with not only personal things, but also with business things as well. And then,
spot on.
The last thing that I brought up with her was that she would be leaving this show and that she would get a spinoff show. So in October, it was announced that Farrah was fired from Teen Mom. And I thought she was getting a spinoff show, but in fact, there was pornographic chat rooms.
That takes some spinoff show to a whole different level.
Yeah, which ultimately left MTV with making the decision of having to let her go.
So the only thing that we don't know for sure is if she has an addiction problem, which you said would be a secret for a long time. That was the thing you led with, but you know, obviously, we hope that you know she doesn't and she doesn't hit bottom. But if she does, she's going to be. I mean, you did mention that she would come back and go on tour with Kanye.
I didn't.
Speaking of Kanye,
no, yeah. but you know what? All the personal stuff you guys talked about. You know, Charlie Sheen's been under the radar, and also Kanye's been kind of in it. But he did announce that he did have some kind of a medical problem in August, right?
Yeah, he did. Yep. He had a breakdown,
and we predicted that as well. I predicted that last year. His disappearance and his downfall.
Yeah. So anyways, congratulations. Yep. I am giving you the Psychic Prediction of the Year award for 2017.
Oh, yay! Gold stars!
Yay. But be that as it may, I also, did you guys want to talk about anything that you guys predicted? I know Jen came up with a lot of stuff that came true.
I did. And it's funny because it was not funny, but I pick up disasters.
Yeah.
In relationships and... No, I'm kidding. So China, for instance, I said that there was going to be a pretty big disaster in China. Just with... But it's so hard to compare now with all the disasters that we've had.
Yeah.
Like, to compare... But back in August, there was 13 people that were killed, 6 tourists, 175... In an earthquake.
Earthquake.
So I predicted an earthquake that happened.
She saw a lot of shaking and...
Yep, and then
you also had this crazy prediction about you and Cindy Kaza about chemical warfare.
Yeah, and so what I have noticed that has come up again this year.
Yes,
and my predictions sometimes are 2 to 3 years out.
Yeah, but it happened the next day or that weekend. Remember,
yeah,
there was
that's
in
true.
Syria. There was
I
like
was
a,
freaking out over
wait,
that.
Where was it, Drew? It was in like the literally the next day.
Yeah,
so that was kind of. That one shocked me.
Well, that, and now I think it's going to happen again. And I think it's going to be something that we're, I mean, down to, I've always, every time I see a drone or a plane, mm-hmm. I get freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, I start panicking. And I do feel like it's going to happen that way. And I feel like it's going to be, I don't see it necessarily in the U.S., mm-hmm. but I see it happening, you know, in our,
in other
in Europe.
Places.
Somewhere in Europe.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen.
I hope it doesn't.
There's a good possibility. And but, you know, also in the news this week was the fact that you know, North Korea's possibly going to use anthrax and you know, nuclear bombing and stuff like that. So it's kind of all on everybody's mind. You know how that?
I didn't watch any of the news, but I do feel like China is going to stop something that's happening in North Korea.
Really?
And I do feel like he's going to go missing, Jong. I do feel like something's going to happen where I think they're going to protect us. Believe it or not, I feel like China might protect us from something that's going to happen that North Korea wants to happen to us. I think we're actually going to get some help from them. But mind you, they're not necessarily trying to help us. They're trying to save themselves.
Right, yeah.
So, but it's in that process.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're pumping oil to North Korea, which is sort of against the... Isn't that, Drew? Do you know?
Well, there was a tanker found last week.
Yeah, last week. Yeah. Were there?
But who knows if that was a rogue or a state runner? Who knows what? So we don't know.
Yeah.
But I like what Jennifer's saying. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're just trying to.
I actually saw something in the air, getting and us, either us or China knocking it out, coming over to us though.
Well,
I don't feel it will actually escalate to the point where anything happens, whether it's the intervention from China or there is some sort of mediation before all that. I just feel that what you're saying is accurate, that it's not actually going to escalate into a full-blown situation.
No, I didn't feel that at all.
Oh, good.
I actually felt Russia being very kind of like off the radar next year.
Yeah, they're not even part of it.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Unless we're talking about the Olympics, then I've got plenty to say on Russia.
The Winter Olympics or the Summer Olympics?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, my favorite. That's coming up right away. So, okay, so this show's never a happy, uplifting. It's always pretty sad, but it is interesting to hear back. And you know, as sad as it sounds, it's interesting information to know and to look forward to anyways. So, all right. So as far as what we should start with, I think Dr. Drew wants to talk about medical breakthroughs.
Yay.
And
just following the directions of our producer.
I know, but I don't know if anybody looked into that yet. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Sloan.
Okay. So this year, 2018 coming up into 2019, there's actually going to be medical breakthroughs with eyes and eyesight. That's the thing that I get.
Okay.
Awesome. I feel like people should not have eye surgery until the end of 2018 and halfway through 2019, actually. So it'll be eyesight and the way that we see, and they'll be able to correct a lot more. It hasn't actually come forward yet, but it is coming forward.
So it's going to be better at the end of 2000 and
halfway through this year. And so take it from March, end of March through to 2018 to 19. In that chunk of time, you should probably do your surgery. I wouldn't do
right away.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it right now, and I definitely wouldn't do it until after November, actually, technically. And also, the second medical thing I got, which is a real bummer, but anyway, I think the way that they do plastic surgery coming up, like whatever that means, encompasses everything, okay, is going to change between now and 2023. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have less invasive things, and people are going to have a backlash against doing it. So how we see so many people, especially in Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not in the Midwest or wherever, but people are going to stop doing that. So we're going to see people become more natural and stop doing it. So it's almost like society's going to say, stop. We don't want to see it. We don't care.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So, but
that's kind of a change, you know, millennial change, like not worrying about the way your body looks. And
cool. I agree.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. But they're going to also make different changes with how they do the surgery.
Right.
So it's less
invasive.
Yeah.
You don't have to have surgery. They can
maybe do other things.
Lasers. They can.
It's even going to go beyond that, though.
Injectables and.
Even beyond. I think there's things we don't even know.
Like stem cells where they pump something it in your skin and it just
probably
comes back.
Stuff they do in other countries that they don't let in this country
right.
yet.
There's a lot of that.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Well, first of all, this is right up my alley because I had my lens repaired this year. I have new eyeballs and it's the most amazing thing. Poor Drew didn't have as much luck with his LASIKs, but because he had a really... Ugh. I don't know why they didn't just put a new lens in your eye in the first place. I don't know. But anyways, I had my lens replaced, and I'm 20/20 now. It's amazing.
Excellent. Yeah, oh, God, then you can see us up close.
Yeah, I can see all my wrinkles, too.
I'm looking better. Yeah. With my eyes going south.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad
yeah,
I
like it better
I'm just
when
glad
I
you
see.
Mentioned hold off on plastics. Yeah. Yeah. Now they've corrected her eye surgery.
Can I interject with some of the medical breakthroughs?
Wait, Khalees had one first.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Khalees,
okay,
go.
Okay, just one, and it'll be quick. Improvement in second skin technology for the maintenance of burn victims and a more
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's mine, really exciting. That's
mine
like,
was,
woo. Yeah.
That's really exciting. Mine is Alzheimer's. I think with dementia, I think there's going to be new surgery. I think there's going to be something that's going to be innovative to more preventative, which they're doing right now. But it's going to be down to a science, I feel like. And I know that,
yes.
But that's up from now to like 2025.
Is it going
to
be before I die?
You won't remember.
Well said.
But I do feel
it's
like
all about me.
I do feel like Alzheimer's. It's a gateway. Whatever they find out for dementia and Alzheimer's is a gateway to actually being younger, and for something to regenerate.
Yeah, I see improvement in the diagnosis. I feel like that's where it's going to start because the biggest issue now is misdiagnosis, and it's
correct.
All just being called Alzheimer's when it's like 76 different strains of
correct.
Infection
yeah.
and genetic conditions.
I will tell you that oncology is exploding right now. I mean, it's been happening all year, but the stuff that's going on there is phenomenal.
The cancer
the PARP
research?
Inhibitors and the CD1 and CDL1. This is like
really
phenomenal, the stuff that's going on there.
Now,
a lot of it funded by Prostate Cancer Foundation.
Oh, wow.
PCF.org if you want to read
yeah.
about it. About it.
Well, you know what I love is this whole stem cell thing because, you know, I've been using this skincare cream that somebody gave me. It's called Stem Cutis, and it has the stem cell stuff in it, and it really works. And it's very expensive, and they're not making any money. So, you know, it's hard to make money in this business. But there are some great products out there that are coming down the pike that are amazing. And
I actually feel like they're going to be coming out with a new form of birth control, but for men rather than women.
They just announced that.
Oh, really?
Just
yeah.
Time
they just said that like 2 weeks ago.
Every day.
They're starting to test it in the beginning of January.
Make them forget to
it's
take
called
it.
It's called masturbation.
That still doesn't stop you from getting pregnant.
I can't
tell you
said
do
that
it.
Out loud.
AJ Barrera is here. He's going to be on the show a little later. He's laughing.
And testing this male birth control. But I also
want
to...
The male birth control, sorry, is a shot of progesterone and something else. So they're trying to regulate it right now. I just was listening to
estrogen?
A whole thing. Yeah, no, they're trying to regulate it with them because they have to put the testosterone back for the men because
right.
they're taking it out and they have to put it back to balance it or they'll be nuts.
Interesting.
Oh, fascinating.
Well, they won't go bald.
Wow.
No. And they'll
but,
have
yeah,
bigger
all,
boobs.
Oh, so we're officially turning men into women.
Exactly.
We're gonna get them for sexual harassment and turn them into women. So it's just the way it is.
Yeah, it's good.
There's no, yeah.
It's all good.
No, it's,
oh, my gosh.
I don't know how good it is. But also, we want to know about future technology announcements and advancements. Did anybody research that? Okay.
Okay, so whoever was mentioning drones, oh, I think it was Jennifer. Yeah, I'm actually seeing drones come into this country quite a bit. So I think we're getting rid of a lot of things, and drones are going to be in place of anything, ambulances, helicopters, search and rescue. And
we have individual drones that we fly?
Yeah, well, exactly, that we're in. It's like
that's
the Jetsons.
My thing.
It's the Jetsons.
When's that happening?
No, I actually feel like it's, I don't think it's the individual ones yet. I think they're going to give them to like the police department, the fire department, the
right.
whoever, the establishment. And I feel like we're going to go that way. They're trying to condition us to get used to that. I know you think it's fun because you're a big guy, but I mean like a kid, you know,
yeah,
he thinks it's fun, like the drone thing, but
yeah. No, I think I'm so angry with the way the roads don't work here
yeah.
in Southern California.
It's absurd.
That I will happily go 14 miles an hour as the crow flies
yeah.
12 feet above the ground
right.
as if I can just flip off the government for not taking care of our roads properly.
Yeah, I know. I love the potholes. Wasn't it?
Well, but
yeah.
Here's what I worry about with Drew. Okay, so he's in a drone, and I guess the only escape route is a parachute. Like if something
goes
wrong,
they float down. They're only a few feet
no,
off the ground.
No, but I was reading that you have to parachute out in an emergency.
Well.
I could just see you landing in somebody's chimney in Compton on your way to Culver City.
Wearing a Santa outfit.
God.
I don't think those drones are coming, though. I think it's the little drones that are going in right now. And I think, but what I think they're doing is I think they're making an effort to use the drones as a good thing, but I think it's actually not a good thing. So I agree with you on that. I think it's not a good thing, but they're conditioning us because we're all stupid or something. But
well, no, I mean, everything, you know, eventually evolves. And I mean, when I remember when I was a kid and 1904 and they said one day we'll be able to all see each other on a phone. You know, we'll be able to talk to each other and see each other on a telephone. Right. And we were like, what? That'll never happen. Come on. How can you do that? So, you know, we'll figure it out.
My prediction is that the Apple Watch still will not allow me to FaceTime in 2018. But I'm still waiting.
That's my prediction. So, April, did anything like pop out to you that you wanted you know, that you were...
Yeah, all this sex scandal stuff that's going on right now. I just think that, you know, a lot of things are going to change within the entertainment industry in terms of... what's this gentleman's name?
Harvey Weinstein.
Weinstein. I think that they're... I think they're going to eliminate him from the entertainment industry altogether. I think that it doesn't matter how much money he has with all the sex stuff that's going on with him. I think that he is toxic for the industry. Mm-hmm. So I think that he's going to be kind of pushed out.
Where's he going?
To hell.
I was going to say China, but
hell.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's thinking a foreign country.
But you know what's interesting about him? And I just have to say, you know, I told you this, Jennifer. You back there.
She's over on the other side.
Yeah, I'm sorry that no one can over there.
you can give her the mic if you want.
But it's really interesting because I'm not in the acting industry, but 30 years ago we knew about Harvey Weinstein. So I don't know why they're acting like they didn't know. It's common knowledge. It's a joke at parties. He's like the one straight producer. So, I mean, who goes after? I mean, everybody knew about it. So I can't even comprehend them
saying, come it took so long?
Because it's money. It's all money. It's only money. That's the only thing that matters on this planet. So you have to work against that. But, I mean, everybody knew, and they knew about everybody that's been brought out pretty much. And Charlie Sheen, we all knew about him.
Right, of course.
I mean, who did not know that?
Right.
I'm just asking. But he was the top paid actor, so they're going to keep him in there until he goes ballistic on TV.
Well, maybe that's why he's been kind of underground this year. Yeah. Just because it was going to happen.
Do you think it's just the culture then?
You have money.
It's money and power. Yeah. And I think that there's going to be 5 more celebrities that are going to pop up with accusations against them.
I can tell you.
Okay. Who's your top?
Eddie Murphy. Boom. Boom.
Really?
Yeah. And it's against boys or boys that dress like women. Boom. Yeah.
His ex-wife lived on my street.
Because you know.
Really? Yeah. No, it's psychic. He's coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Boom. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not coming out. He's being brought out.
Wow. I'm always wrong in my predictions, but
excellent.
How about Dr. Phil?
I can't.
What do you want to know about Dr. Phil?
Okay.
Police can.
So I haven't been reading the news, but I did check in after I wrote a couple notes just to see if there was any reason why people wanted to know about Dr. Phil, and I saw a couple articles. I don't know if I've addressed that, but I do feel that in the second half of next year, he will drop off from regular TV appearances. Does he still have a show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I saw regular TV appearances through the first quarter of 2018, and I've got a book, so he's holding up a book, which makes me feel like he's going to write a book and promote that at the beginning of the year. By the middle of the year, there's going to be like a celebration last episode, which is actually his show being canned, and I feel like they're going to make it like, oh, this is my last show. So they make it like a celebration, but it's actually him being cut. And then later in the year, there'll still be red carpet appearances and public appearances, but no show. And someone in his family, either a son or a son-in-law, is getting extremely ill, and then the family bands together to pull through.
Aww.
So just a little personal prediction there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I got him getting canned in March. But it's in my opinion.
Oh, in March. There you go.
Yeah, I think, personally, if you know that shit's going to hit the fan, why don't you just, you know, go on TV and say, this is what I've done. Like, just go and own up to it and then to handle the rest.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
Because you get canned sooner.
I do feel the cops will be involved,
but I don't actually feel like things that he's being accused of are necessarily 100% correct. Right. I feel like a lot of it's being blown out of proportion and that there are reasonable explanations underneath it, but that if he were to address that, right. that it still wouldn't be heard in the right context.
I think he'll actually, they might actually say that his health has declined and that's why he gets right. down. He's out.
Well, all the people in television are running scared now and they have a new policy at NBC where, you know, you can't go in a cab after work with a coworker. You can't hug for more than 3 minutes.
3 seconds.
Three seconds, sorry. 3 seconds. 3 minutes, whatever.
Different kind of hugs.
You can't take a vegan to a steakhouse.
Okay, really?
That's awful.
Those were their opening volleys.
I'm like, but can you can't what? Take a meat eater to a vegan place then. They need to put
you
both sides.
You can't take a psychic to a Catholic church.
Exactly. Exactly. If Drew goes to a vegan place, it makes him violently ill. It's definite.
I've tried it and tried and tried.
It's harassment.
Really get sick.
Wow. It is. It is.
I'm still thinking about Phil, though. That those poor people that run that show. I was thinking about the Shelley Duvall thing when he was criticized for bringing her on. She was psychotic and had been really broken down schizophrenic. And I was thinking about it today, strangely, and I thought, you know, she wanted to be on TV. She wanted to tell her story. They got her good treatment. She mm-hmm. got a ton out of it.
Yeah.
What's the problem? By the way, everybody that criticizes him, if you have an issue with him allowing somebody who's ill to tell their story, how about all of us allowing those people under the bridges to sit out in the tents and live on the streets?
Right.
They're the same as she is. Same exact right. illness, same mm-hmm. exact condition. They want to be there. We allow it. How is it different if she wants to be on TV and tell her story?
We're not saying he doesn't do a good job.
No, I'm just saying that they get weird criticism
does,
that show.
That criticism. The criticism we're talking about is it's a huge production company that has a job and works. And
well, that's the other thing. A lot of people are going to lose their job.
But whatever he's up to is not, it may come forth. You know what I mean? It's like the personal life of men.
Well, is that what you guys are saying? That's Khalees, is it because of his personal behavior or is it just the show's run its course?
Both. I feel that they're going to make it look like the show's run its course, but I feel that his personal behavior will be the reason behind it. And I see a younger person stepping in, kind of looks like his son, but it won't be his son. And it's a younger guy doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So you know how like Oprah finished and then Tyra Banks tried to have a show. It'll be like that.
Well, recently.
Who remembers that?
The news on. I think they're putting some more information awesome. Out, maybe to make it look like this is the cause, but. Or maybe it did happen, but they're saying that they have a lot of drug addicts on the show that they try to put in recovery, and the news was, or the, I don't know, gossip, I don't know if it's right or not, it was in the New York, I don't know what it was in, but it might be fake news too, but they were providing alcohol and drugs to addicts when they showed up on site to do the show. And this was, and then like three or four addicts came through and said, "Oh yeah, they gave me heroin, they gave me vodka, they gave me this,
what?
They gave me Valium. I didn't even know what a Valium was, but I took it because I'm a drug addict." And they were like, you know, they were coming out of the woodwork, and sort of like women would come forward, but they were saying, "Well, because they're drug addicts,
no one listens.
They're liars. They're all lying. You know, this isn't true," which is really
wrong.
It is true that all drug addicts are liars, but. But if this was happening, that, you know, that's life-threatening for these people, you know, and maybe they did want to make
it
exciting.
But I felt, when I read that article, I felt that that person had gotten an anxiety attack before going on and someone had said, "Here, take a Xanax." That was the context that I clairvoyantly or clairsentiently felt.
And it's not good protocol. I mean, you shouldn't be.
Well,
come on. If a producer does it, it's not Dr. Phil doing it. But
to be fair, so somebody has withdrawal and they got to go out on the set. They have physicians there. Mm-hmm. We go, "All right, here's some Valium. And when you're done, we're going to keep this going and you'll go into treatment, blah, blah, blah." That's number one.
Right.
Number two.
No, these are people that were sober that came in.
That one alcoholic said he was sober and then was exposed to alcohol and then started using. Well, guess what? He may be blaming the show for his relapse. Yeah. He happened to be in a room where there was alcohol.
Maybe.
You know, so there's all kinds of – these are a little bit spurious stories, but suspect and concerning. That's all.
I interject really quick? Are you – saying just blanket statement that all drug addicts are liars?
Yes.
Well, lying is a symptom.
So?
Lying is a symptom. Yes. Lying is a symptom of drug addiction.
They lie to themselves.
If my patients didn't lie to me, I would actually have to question their diagnosis.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that was how they responded, and that kind of made me mad. That's like telling a woman, "Well, she was asking for it." You know, ridiculous. It's the same thing. And I protect drug addicts because we do a lot of podcasts about drug addicts, and Drew works with drug addicts, and they're great people and everything. But to go, oh, she's lying, that didn't happen.
No. It's not a good way to approach it. No.
No, it's just like telling a woman that her cleavage was out too much, and she...
She deserved it.
Uh-oh, we all need to cover up now.
Oh, my gosh.
We all pulled our shit up.
That was a weird move, everybody.
I would never, ever...
Sloan's good. She's going to turn on that.
I would never tell you... Susan did not move. She did not make the move.
Mine are still out, honey. You can harass me anytime. Okay.
Exactly.
Right?
Thank you. It never happens.
I'm at that age now. I mean,
I know, really.
Come on.
Anybody.
I don't want it to stop. I don't want it to stop.
The homeless, I don't care.
Don't
stop.
Oh, I only get homeless.
Me too.
They always want
to
do
love me.
Really crude things to me.
I'm like, sure.
Can I ask a question about...
That's what I have a point to.
About weather, like, you know, with Puerto Rico and everything, do you feel that they're going to have like an advancement in energy? Because right now they're all out of electricity.
Yeah, well, 2017 was pretty bad as far as all these hurricanes and all these disasters. It was a nightmare. I mean, all of the Virgin Islands and poor Puerto Rico and Texas and Florida, man, everybody got hit.
I don't think it's going to...
I don't see resolve for that.
I don't feel that... We're done yet. I don't think we're done yet. I think we're going to have mudslides in January from where the fires were.
Yeah. For
it's
sure.
Like the third week of January. Mm-hmm. I also feel like there's something that's going to happen in New Orleans again. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the hurricanes are going to come through.
Earthquakes in Asia. Mm. Malaysia.
What about politics?
In that part of the world. Oh,
Kalisa, go ahead.
I don't know. This is going to spoiler alert for another segment, but I do pick up a tropical disease in the latter half of the year, sort of around like the late summer, the fall. And I keep seeing it in a rainforest environment, but southern hemisphere.
Tropical what?
And it
tropical
feels
disease.
Blood related. Tropical disease.
So like an outbreak?
Like another AIDS
like Zika
or something?
Or Ebola. Yeah, it's a WHO, like a World Health Organization concern. It's going to be a pretty big one just after the mid-year. At the end of 2018, and I just feel like that's going to cause a lot of travel bans and things like that to certain countries.
There's been concerns about dengue having an outbreak, so you may hear the word dengue fever next year. That would make sense.
I feel like it's bigger than that because dengue makes you really sick, but I feel like this one, it's like throwing up blood kind of bad.
Ew.
So Ebola-esque.
Ebola-esque,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could be another Ebola outbreak just in a different place.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Hopefully I'm wrong, but that's what I see.
Oh. Do you know if Ebola causes like body rash as well?
That's Zika.
Oh, Zika.
Well, it causes... It's not really a rash, I'm understanding.
I don't know. I just keep seeing lots of blistering of the skin.
Hmm.
So, and I don't know.
But that goes back to chemical
smallpox,
warfare.
That's smallpox, yeah.
Chemical warfare. Yeah.
Well, this one felt biological. Hmm. Not to say that chemical won't happen too, because I do also feel that. Hmm. But this one definitely felt environmental related.
Well, and I think that we're going to find a lot more of, measles coming back, chickenpox.
Well, because nobody's vaccinating.
Exactly.
So please vaccinate your kids.
Please vaccinate your kids. That's so funny.
Wait till they see kids dying. Wait till they see kids dying.
Yes. It's going to be awful.
Yeah. Politics.
Politics. Big political event in April 2018. Big, 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 big. And it will stop the world. And it's going to be based in the Western world. And all eyes on this event, and I just feel that everyone will be talking about it. It'll be on the front of every newspaper.
Give us more what you mean, because Western from Australia perspective confuses me.
What?
From the Australian perspective, Western world confuses me. What do you mean?
No, like it's either going to be in America or in England, somewhere English-speaking, and it feels like it's either a huge upset in politics, which could lead us back to the whole Trump discussion, or a terrorist attack on a major country where everyone just stops and says, oh, my God, that was massive. And every time I look into it, all I see is spotlights on newspapers.
Yeah.
So Spirit's not actually showing me the details, so I'm curious to see if either of you guys pick
England.
Up on that could be.
I got England. Yeah.
And, like, big, like every newspaper on the front of every newspaper. It feels like it's around the 16th, so the middle of April. And it's going to be one of those ones where everyone just stops and resets and says, that was a really big deal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And then I saw politicians. So
When is the royal wedding?
May.
It's in May.
Somebody blow
but
that
it
up?
Felt scary.
I felt really nervous about that. and I felt nervous. But that's just, the underlying current just doesn't feel good, and it feels like it's surrounding, it might not be about the wedding, but that's what was shown to me. Mm-hmm. It was about something around that.
Yeah, it, I can see that happening. And this year we had that horrible experience in Las Vegas. Hopefully we won't have any more locals taking out our
It feels own. Bigger than that. It really? Feels bigger than that. Like, it feels like September 11th.
Really?
That bloody.
So well planned out.
If that makes sense. Well, but it feels big like that.
And Clint, do you
that's
feel,
what I was thinking.
Do you feel bombs being related to that as well? Bombing?
That's what I
it
have
It could
here.
Be, but I just feel like the president will make an address.
I just keep seeing three separate bombings, and I don't know if I'm actually seeing three separate bombers with the same incident, but I just feel like this is going to be huge.
Well, I did pick up three big attacks, possibly based in New York because where I am, so that's where I tend to pick up things the strongest. But one of them will have two locations.
I got one in Washington.
She just froze.
Beach location also.
So they'll be simultaneously or at different times?
Like within a few hours of each other.
I got it under the... But
so I've got March. I've got August and I've got late December, which could be a New Year's Eve thing. So just take care of New Year's Eve 2018.
So we live next to the Pasadena Rose Parade. It's actually day after tomorrow. And Drew has a little bit of intuition. So does Paulina. They were in New York right before the bombing, recent bombing. And they kind of called it out and went a different way. And then they it happened within 12 hours of them being in the same area. And Drew called out that he thought maybe the Rose Parade was also going to be a specific place that would be not unsafe at any time. Do you guys feel anything about that? Because that's pretty scary.
Well, what was interesting about that is when I was watching the Macy's Day Parade, I thought Macy's was or that that particular parade was going to get hit with the bombing.
So. Yeah. I didn't go to the Macy's Day Parade for that reason, and I got invited twice. Yeah. And both times I said, no, I just don't feel good about it. Yeah, so maybe like, something was
It's
spoiled,
like putting John Kennedy in a motorcade. You know, it's just we're still kind of open to that. It's, that is a definite thing to think about, you know, when you're in a public place. But also, like, if it's a big thing, it could be like in a at a stadium. Like, after the thing that happened in Las Vegas, they were saying that, you know, a lot of stadiums are underneath hotels and they have a vantage point and it, having a being in a stadium like that is unsafe, you know. It's kind of scary.
I just feel that one's not as open to copycat attacks simply because it was a crazy guy versus
terrorism.
It was a different motive, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe we should take a break and come back and have Sloan do astrology forecast for 2000.
Yay.
And maybe we can have some happy stuff.
We try to make happy.
I'm not going to try anymore. It's just too hard to make it happy. But if it's happy, it's happy. Okay?
You guys didn't make technology or financial predictions yet.
We'll let Sloan address that, and then we can all chime in and okay. have a sort of a follow-up after that for whatever you want to talk about.
Perfect.
Okay, Drew? Hey, everyone. Calling Out with Susan Pinsky is sponsored by DrDrew.com, and this is where you can find all the other shows I produce, like This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest and Weekly Infusion. Also find all the shows Dr. Drew has all in one website. We bring it all there for you so you can find it easily. And then also we have everything that you need to know about Calling Out with Susan Pinsky at callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. If you want to download the new app, just Google Calling Out with Susan Pinsky app and go to the iTunes link. We sincerely appreciate your support. So anyways, we're going to kind of change the format a little bit, do something a little new and interesting that, you know, we haven't done a whole lot of, and introduce you to Sloan Bella. She's a very popular astrology expert, numerologist, and psychic, which is amazing that you can do all those things.
And you're born that way. Astrology, you're not, but...
Yeah.
You are born with
psychic
mediums.
You have to study astrology, right?
For years.
Yeah, that's why I really didn't get into it that much, because I read a few books and then I was like, I can't do this. So
yeah, I think it's a passion.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's great. I mean, I want to hear more about it. So we're going to let you discuss.
It's a good passion.
What you think 2018 is going to be about.
Happy.
Yes!
I got that too.
I'm hoping.
I think it is happy.
No, good, because
yes.
I want it to be, so that would be my first wish. But
well, then make it yourself in your own head.
I already have.
This is what I do too.
I had a pretty, Drew and I had a pretty good year, right?
Hmm?
I mean, we lost your mother, which was sad, and it's difficult, and we're dealing with a lot of the stuff that goes along with that. So that's been kind of a drag. But otherwise, we've had a really
happy
year. But next year, apparently, I feel, is going to be better.
The focus of next year to me, astrologically, for every single sign, is partnership. Is relationship, is partnership, whether it be with a lover. I prefer that. But if it's not with that, it's with a sibling. Just saying. It's with a sibling. It's with work. It's with whatever you do. It's partnering, and it's good. Okay, so it's good in that sense. This year has not been a partnership year. This year has been, actually, astrologically this year, when you talk about the sex candles and everything that's happening, the energy of the earth has flipped, and it's flipped going back 2 years ago, and it's putting us into a different place. That's why everything that happened, Trump being elected, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't vote for him. Don't go yelling at me. But I have to say that now or people get irate. But it's actually flipping the energy. And speaking to when we were joking that your husband is going to be a chick soon, that's really interesting because prediction in the next five, well, that's not personally interesting.
But he wishes.
In the next, I know, so he could touch his own. I get it. Okay, now I'm sexually harassing him. Okay. But in the next 5 years, there's going to be more of a move to human beings coming in as being neither gender. Okay, so that's yes. And not like a little kid being born and going, I want to be a girl, I want to be a boy.
Right.
Literally, they have no sense
like
of gender.
Non-binary.
Yeah, exactly. Just middle of the road androgynous, I guess is the word. So you're going to see that. And as a people, as we evolve, and I've been looking at this for years, in the next 50 years, we're going to have neither, like, you're not going to need a woman or a man to have a baby. It's both. We could do both. So
right.
I think the human species is actually going that direction.
Right.
Having said that, hopefully I'll be dead for that, so I won't have to see it. Just saying.
It's not your preference.
Yeah, it's just not where I want to go. I have enough problems. But
I wish my daughter was here because she could totally address that.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to start with Aries. You know, when people read the zodiac or the horoscopes, they're usually looking in the newspaper and they're like, oh, this is crap. This is what I hear all the time. Or this is not what, you know, how can everybody be the same? What they're doing is they're taking the middle 10 degrees of the sign and they're doing a reading for that. Okay. So I'm looking in the broader scope of the sign. So I've taken all three and kind of combined it degrees because the signs are broken down into 30 degrees, 10, 10, and 10. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And each of them reflects differently. So for Aries, which has been kind of uptight for the last 5 years, it's been very erratic for Aries. Okay. They've had more of an unusual personality than normal and they've been more
that
aggressive.
That would be Jennifer, producer Jennifer.
Yeah. That's what
You're
I'm pointing at. Yeah. I'm pointing over there. Well, no, I know.
And she knows how uptight she is.
Yeah. And it's been more of a problem for them.
AJ's shaking his head up and down.
But it's really interesting in the coming year because they're going to get more settled. And at the same time that they get more settled, they're going to become more angry, which is an Aries trait.
No.
But in particular, their ruling planet is getting ready to go retrograde. So you're going to see all your Aries people with more of an aggro attitude. Not a bad thing. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you probably...
I mean, worse than it already is.
AJ, you're going to have, you know, put some earphones on and... It'll be okay. But it actually lets up for them. And what it's about is them, for Aries, because Aries tends to be very myopic in their thinking about what they should do work-wise.
Uh-huh.
So this is about breaking that free for them so they can actually do what they feel they want to do, not what they think they should be doing. Okay, so for Aries, they're going to be more open to doing what their soul tells them to do rather than what they think their mother, brother, cousin, husband, father, son, whoever wants
right.
them to do. So
okay.
for them, there's a freedom aspect because even though they speak their mind and they talk, they're not free with what they do. They feel they're confined.
Oh.
So they're afraid to move forward. But this year, they are going to move forward. That's what the anger's about. They're going to break open. Now we go into Taurus. Usually happy Taurus, AJ.
Do we have any Taurus? Okay.
Yeah, I already know. I know he's a Taurus anyway. I just heard you say that.
A Taurus ass.
Taurus, yeah.
Sorry, baby.
Taurus, actually, it's a really good year for Taurus coming up. They have a very kind of neutral year in the next year. So it's neither up or down for them. It's very middle of the road. So it's foundational and it's building in the next year. And I'm talking just from January to January, okay, as we go into January 2018 to the next new year. So for Taurus, I don't see any huge problems for them. But I will say that there is a lot more with them building. So they're going to be more behind the scenes building things. So if they have a restaurant, they're going to like set it up from the ground up. Okay? Okay. So it's a building year for them. It isn't usually a building year and it hasn't been for some time, but it
good.
Is this year. So I whatever
think it
is you want
to,
yeah, whatever it is you want to build yeah. is a building year. So that's cool. And then yeah. we have my least favorite, but yet favorite because my granddaughter's a Gemini. So until I had her, I was making fun of them, but then I had her. I can't make fun of her sign. It's not accepted. She's super cute. Okay. I have to always mention her. Anyway.
Do we have a Gemini here?
No. No. Okay, good. So I haven't offended anybody. But I love
we
them
have
now.
Scorpios, right? Our kids.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Scorpios.
My daughter's a Gemini. Let's see how this goes.
Okay, yeah.
Wait.
That was April speaking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Geminis, I did make fun of them, but until the grandbaby Lila came, I'm like now a huge fan. Geminis are really interesting because it's emotionally stressful for them in the coming year. So it's a very emotional year, which they don't usually like to go that much in depth emotionally. Mm-hmm. They're going to be overly emotional for the next year. So everything is going to affect them emotionally. So you're going to have to watch out. Yeah.
Oh, she's no. already a teenager now. Yeah. I have to put up with that too.
Yes, you do. it's very emotional. So Gemini's coming, both all 16 of their personalities are coming together in an no offense, in an emotional sense. So they're going to see everything from a very feeling perspective, which is unusual to them because they're usually analytical. They're ruled, you know, by Mercury, and they're not that way, but they will be in the coming year. So you will have to, all the Geminis out there, if you know Geminis, just, I don't know, don't be mean to them. Everything right? is going to affect them emotionally.
Just don't dance.
Yeah,
don't
play with it. Yeah, don't play with it.
That's what I did with my teens. Just don't dance.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ignore let them push them. Your buttons.
And tell them you don't care. That worked when mine were teenagers. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't care. Yeah. And it worked. It did. And then we have Cancers. So little Cancers, usually the emotional sign, right? This year, it's all about work for Cancer.
Yes.
And they, okay, no, you have a chance to make a lot of money. I'm going to cuss, but I'm not. A lot of money in the next year. But it will not be fun money in the sense, you know, like when you do a job that you really love and it's like super fun, it's going to be very work oriented. So it's not like quote fun. Like you won't get up and go, yippee, it's so fun. You'll be like, I have to work. I have to do 16 hours, but it's definitely good for building money. And weirdly, as I'm looking at you, you didn't even ask for it, but I feel like there's another house coming for you. That's just psychically as I'm looking at you. So you're moving.
Another house.
Yeah. You're moving.
Another house.
So
her own.
Are? That's what I get. I'm just like looking at her.
I will be.
You got that. Yeah.
Cool.
But, so Cancers is very working. Now they might not like it though. So your emotions are going to be very, I guess, flip floppy about it. Like you'll be like, people will go, yeah, that's a great job. Like even if you got
it. Well, I have an app that's coming out.
Okay.
Not me personally, but I'm part of the creating the content, and it's a big
it's a hard work.
It's hard work, and
it'll be good money. But it's good money for Cancers in the next year. So Cancer is about work and money, not their usual MO.
Yeah, I will take it.
Not their usual MO. And then we have Leos. Yes, that would mean I'm a Leo. It's Leo stuff.
Represent.
Yeah. However, for Leos in the coming year, it's a very grounded year for them. They're usually hyper and high maintenance. I apologize for my people, but this year is very grounded for them. So it's actually a good year for them to step sideways without, you know, going off on tangents and causing all kinds of problems. So for their fiery nature, it's actually calmed and muted in the next year, which is actually good.
Good.
In theory. then we have Virgos, our little Virgo people.
Is that you, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
everybody loves Virgos.
Yeah. No, Virgos.
Every time we say Virgo, they go,
Well,
sometimes it's out of exasperation.
Yeah, no, I like Virgos. I actually like Virgos because they're very quirky. Even though you seem like you're very not quirky, they're very quirky.
He's a little quirky.
Yeah, well, I like the quirks in them. And actually, people don't know this. Out of all of years of doing astrology, and I'm talking since I was this big, the most psychic sign is Virgo. So out of all the mediums and psychics I've met, they either have Virgo rising, Virgo moon, a loaded sixth house in Virgo, or it's not Pisces. Pisces can be psychic, but they're too busy drinking or taking drugs. No offense to the Pisces. Sorry, it's just my astrology humor.
That's not me, but it could be.
Yeah, I know, me too. But it doesn't really matter what sign, whatever. But
it's a water sign. Virgo is a liquid sign.
Virgo is the most psychic sign. And the reason that they're not seen that way is because it comes out of their mouth logical. So they analyze it in their own head as if, well, doesn't everybody know that? Like, this is kind of ready burnt orange or whatever color. And it isn't. It isn't to us. It shows up different. But to them, it's like logical.
Right.
So they don't see it as being psychic. Because when you go to what you see on TV and everything, it's all this, oh, I see that, which is not the way it is. Virgo is spot on with their psychic. So I will say that. So probably your instinct is good as far as everything you do. You just get a feel for it and you do it. Although you wouldn't word it that way because you're a man and in this society.
When he did Loveline, people go, are you psychic? Like, how did you know
Virgo.
That?
It's Virgo.
But some of it is common sense, just from learning over the years, too.
No, but
the insight to use the common sense, though, is psychic. Yeah.
Is there a link between intuition and medicine, too? I mean, I don't want to go off on another
course. Medical intuition, absolutely.
Well, he definitely uses that, too.
Absolutely.
But it's usually more logical and scientific, though.
Yeah, which is good.
He married you.
No?
Virgo in the next year... Virgo in the next year is very interesting. They have a huge change coming up. So I actually, when I'm looking at you, feel like there's another career coming. I don't know what that is or what you're going to pick, but it's different than what you do. And we won't recognize you in it. We'll know who you are, but you will come across differently, completely differently.
Good.
Yeah. So that's actually in the works, and that's towards the end of the year. All Virgos are going through this kind of rebirthing, I'll call it, or, you know, coming out different. So yeah, for them, it's good. But in particular, when I'm looking at you, it's kind of from June through to August. Boom. There.
Yay.
Prediction. Good. Production. Yay. Company. So he'll actually be.
About what that could be.
He'll be what?
He'll be a woman.
I'll stop.
He's going to be the hottest.
He'll finally be the woman he always wanted to be.
I'm going to stop. I'm going home and
Adam Carolla will be right. He'll be.
Yeah, in 50
he'll
years,
finally.
We'll be chicks.
He'll finally be the
one. I'm just so interested in what this must be.
Yeah. No, but it is. It is.
I'll tell
Virgos.
You after the show.
What's that, Khalif?
I'll tell you after the show.
I'll tell you after the show. I got a premonition of what.
There.
Oh, right.
What? Yeah. See, she can take it
tell
from there.
Tell us now. Wait. Is it is bad?
Oh, well, I felt like you're going to get into politics.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's a change. That's a complete change.
Well, I'll have to get rid of me.
Representing
tactless.
Wait. She's still talking. Hey, you broke up there.
Wait, say it again.
Representing what?
Representing groups with political interests.
That's it.
Abdicating then.
That's it.
Abdication.
Yeah. So you may not be running for president, but you'll have some sort of satellite role with a political aspect to it. Hence, you will still be you, but in a different light.
Maybe working on the opiate crisis or something?
Seem completely differently. Like,
it doesn't even feel mass media related. Like, it doesn't feel like it's got a TV element or a radio element. It feels more like a in-person element.
Could happen. I mean, he has a good voice wherever he goes, so.
Yeah. Good.
Well, I don't want him running for politics, but...
Sloan, did you have more signs?
No, I was going to say the Virgos are all going through this. So it's rebirthing for Virgos in the coming year, which is like good for them because they've been dealing with this going back about 6 years, like trying to shift it. And it hasn't actually happened. So this year it moves forward for them.
Well, I almost feel him being maybe like in a weird movie, like Oprah style or doing a, you know, playing a part in something where he's not himself, but people know who he is. That's always
I think you might be right, but I feel this is different. So to me, it feels completely different. Like it's a career and not acting because you're kind of a television person. So that's in the acting vein. This is not in the acting
vein.
Well,
maybe it is politics.
Astronaut.
Why didn't I think
he's
of that?
He's going to be a drone tester.
I was just going to say.
Oh.
Drone driver, those buses you're talking about.
He's going to start his own drone Uber.
From here to Vegas in 2 minutes.
Caltech will be calling you.
I'm in.
Well, it's so funny because Rebecca keeps reading him and I keep going, well, what is Drew going to be a part of that? Like he wants to sell something, you know, on the internet or internationally or whatever. And she says, I just feel like it's technology. So maybe you're going to sell drones.
Or maybe you're going to think of a way to do drones.
Right.
Your way.
Is drones like a keyword for something else?
Is that what you want me to say? Sorry, someone's yelling Libra in my head. Okay, so Libras have had just a really difficult time for the last 4 years. They're finally free. Yeah, they're finally free.
Yes.
So in the coming year. Oh, there you go.
Married to it.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's been really difficult for
them. That means
he's
finally free? I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, and you're getting a new house?
The Libras actually, right up until probably New Year's Eve, have been dealing with little pesky health issues going on.
He has been so sick. His shoulders out. His shoulders out.
Did you get him that pillow I told you about?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so there's been a lot of that for Libra. So that's clearing up. Like, they're done with that. They're on. They're free. They're back to their Libra selves.
Oh, he is not nice.
Yeah. Well, you have to medicate his drink, that's all.
He's the nicest guy. He just has a sore shoulder.
Well, it's part of what it's connected to. The reason the little health issues are coming up is every time they block their mind and shut it down, the little health issues come up with them because they're not seeing in an open way, so they're not fluid and flexible. That's what's been happening for Libra. Libra, who's usually fluid and flexible and goes every which way, you know, to figure out how to get back to the balance, they have not been that way. So it's little pesky health issues, like a tooth, like you sprained your foot, you hurt your shoulder, you poked your eye, whatever, it caused an infection, and it's stupid stuff. So they're done with that. So that's gone and moving on. Yay. And then we have Scorpio. Okay.
Those are my three. I have three of those.
Oh, gosh.
I have triplet Scorpios.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, okay.
They all came out of my uterus.
Excellent.
Same time.
Bravo.
And my daughter was going to be here. She's missing this, but she was being a Scorpio today.
Yeah, they hide. they do hide. They're very hard to understand. I don't understand
I don't understand them. I know. You'd think they'd want to be here and hear
No, they hide. But actually, Scorpio is a really interesting energy because people say they're secretive and they're all of this. It's not actually that. They understand the undercurrent of energy, so they feel it. Much like a Cancer feels everything that's above here, Scorpio feels the undercurrent, not necessarily bad, but the underneath of things. So they hear the conversations that go on underneath the conversations we're having. So what we're really thinking, and it kind of makes them pull back like this. So they transcend that. But this year's really interesting with Scorpio. It's a good year for them because Jupiter's in their sign. Okay. So it's gone in. That's all the sex scandals you see.
Right.
Scorpios like sex too. Let's just, you know, they're all about that. Just
who
saying.
Doesn't?
Yeah, I know. Right. Sex, chocolate, coffee, whatever.
Thank God for sex.
I know. But the Scorpios in the coming year, it's interesting because they too are reinventing themselves, but it's at a different level. So they're whatever level your Scorpio people are at, and there's different levels. Obviously, they can be whatever on the lower level, the medium level, or the higher level. They're transcending in the next year. So they're really going to have luck with what they pick to do. So whatever. And your daughter that was supposed to be here that's sick, the reason she's not here besides the fact that she's sick is because I think she has an issue with what she wants to do with her life and doesn't want to say it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think that's the undercurrent of what's going on. So she'll actually come forward after February and start speaking what it is she wants to say, to actually tell you she's afraid
what
of disappointing.
She wants to do.
Yeah. She's afraid of disappointing at this particular point, but that doesn't matter because she's going to have luck. So what, even if she said, I'm going
to
be,
she wants to become an it.
A what?
An it.
What's that?
What do they call it? A they? Is that what?
Oh, a they.
Work-wise.
No, I'm talking like literally. Yeah, no,
I'm
not a they.
Singing and acting.
Yeah, she wants, but she doesn't want to disappoint. So even if she came to you and said, "I want to be a dog walker,"
and you
wouldn't like that, I'm assuming, or maybe you would. But
I don't care what she does.
Yeah,
but I know
she'll have luck with it. So the Scorpios have luck. They should be gambling. Not that I'm encouraged their addictive side, but they should be gambling.
I actually did. I watched Molly. Has anybody seen the movie Molly?
No.
It's about this woman she's in charge of the gamings. And I told my son, he's a Scorpio. I'm like, listen, if you want to make a lot of money and you know, be the drug dealer, not the person that does drugs.
Right.
Because those are the best drug dealers.
Good advice.
You never get high on your own supply.
For the people that gamble, don't gamble, but set up the games.
Right.
You know, I'm like, not doing that kind of stuff, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Be the smart one.
No, like last year when we did
the
show, I had three millennials and two on the couch, and they didn't know what was going on. And then Paulina was in her first year of school and graduate school at Columbia, and she was doing really great. But this year, two of them, Douglas is in his first semester of law school, and he's doing great. And we think he's going to like it. And then Jordan's actually working. He was working for Happy Medicine. He just got a job at Netflix. So he's really excited about that.
Score.
And he's working because you guys were here last time, he was depressed. And this was like a year ago. And then Paulina is staying an extra semester in college because she wants to go a little further. And that may be what you're tapping into, because it's like, okay, I got to pay for another semester of school. So that might just be, it might just be a
bothering
money.
Her.
It's more of a money
She's
issue
lucky,
for me
though.
Than it is
Does
a...
Does she write something in college? Is she a researcher?
Yes.
Writer.
An actual writer.
She's also a history buff, and she would have been great here today, and I really wanted her to be a part
I
of this because
think
she's
going to do something research-wise, actually. I'm actually seeing her researching, like continuing to look up information. It may be something she's writing about that
right.
it actually
Screenplay.
Needs to be researched. Yeah.
Well, and she may be writing a book and stuff like that, but, you know, whatever.
Lucky.
I think it's more Lucky for her. I think it's more that I'm just sort of disappointed with how long it's taking her to get through.
We all have a path.
Graduate school.
You can
see
that
me.
In charts.
That's just me because I'm like the financial person. And it's fine. I just have to let go of it.
So. You do. You have to smile.
No, I do. And I love, I don't care. You know, I shouldn't worry about it. But that's just what you know what I mean? I'm not disappointed. I'm just like, okay.
She doesn't want to disappoint. I picked that up earlier. I'm actually hearing it, but she's lucky because she's a Scorpio. All Scorpios are lucky. I'm following the Scorpios
around. I wish
she was
here to defend herself.
Yeah. I'm following the Scorpios around this year. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because I'm going to invest and follow and do exactly dress, design, and do whatever they do because they're lucky this year.
Well,
so
you can follow my three kids. I'm going to have a lawyer. I'm going to have a film producer. I'm going to have the guy that runs all the money at Netflix. And then I'm going to have a brilliant writer, researcher. I don't know. She'll be
person.
She might be a professor. She doesn't know.
Yeah,
she doesn't know.
She does know, and she's going to tell you, but she hasn't decided yet.
Exactly. No. And that's okay. But I think what happened was she was ahead of the game, and then the boys like, caught up.
Those boys.
Yeah, it's like now they seem like they're on the path. Like she looked like the brilliant one in graduate school, mm-hmm. and then now like they get all together and they kind of compete with each other too. So
see, competition's
they're
not
all
good because we're
in
all
their own
no, they are. And Kalise knows Paulina. They hang out in New York. She does her Kalise's workshops on Tuesdays, and
excellent.
She's intuitive and she's a brilliant person. Like I don't have a problem with her at all. I just
Scorpios know everything, even if they don't tell you that. They can see it a mile away because they play with the energy. So they
do they
that.
Really?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I believe
they're
that.
All
do
about
you that?
Energy.
Am I saying too much, Drew?
No.
Aquarius.
Okay, I just don't want her to be
Who's
mad at me.
Wait, who just said Aquarius? Because we have Sag.
Oh, Sag. Sorry.
Yes, please. Don't forget about us.
Okay, Sages. Thank God
well,
for
them.
Well,
what if you're on the cusp of Sag and Capricorn?
Here's the thing. There's no such thing as a cusp. I'm sick of people saying that. But
okay,
I have to say it. I'll just
you're
explain.
You're either in
what
or you're out.
You're in or you're out.
Some dates I'm on.
You're one or the other. Like, if you have your exact time of birth, I'll pull it up on my phone. But you're either 29 degrees or you're... When I look at you, you have a personality of a Sag. But keep in mind, when you're doing an astrology chart, it continues to move throughout your life. So you go through three signs in a life if you live to be 80. So whatever you start off with, your planets go... Like, for the first 30 years, let's say you're a 0-degree Sag. 30 years into it, you'll become a Capricorn anyway.
So I was told before, I'm like right as it turns to Capricorn, like right
so
on
you're
the
29
edge.
Degrees. So I'm you're,
right on the
well,
edge.
You, that's funny if you
December
are.
December 22nd, though.
I'll have to like literally run your chart mathematically because I can't do it in my head because
yeah.
I'm blonde.
I'll listen to both.
Not really blonde is the point.
I've always listened to both because yeah. I never know which one I am, but we'll figure it out afterwards. I'll
yeah,
listen
no,
to both.
After, but the Sagittarius is in the coming year and my son is one. Born the same day as Brad Pitt, just saying. And
nice.
Keith Richards.
That's my birthday.
Is it? The 18th?
Yes. The
18th. Shut up. I love that
yes,
day because
Brad
Pitt's
Pete,
on that
your
day.
Son and Christina Aguilera.
Yes. And Keith Richards, who gives drugs and rock and roll and sex a really good name. He's
yes.
not dead.
He's still
I think
alive.
He's bravo.
You
yeah.
live, Keith Richards.
Yeah. Yeah. That your birth date has longevity, but is really and Christina Aguilera, I love her. But Sag is actually in for a good time because you guys, Pluto just went in. I mean, I'm sorry, Saturn just went into Capricorn. You guys are free, which
oh,
is
yeah,
good because
me.
Sagittarius is they're fun. You can never keep them down. You can never. I don't even know where my Sagittarius son is since he's two. I don't know. They're just in and out and in and out. However, they learned to be more mature in the past 2.5 years, so mm-hmm. now they're able to go in the world with a mature attitude. They don't usually have that, no offense, but I think they're actually fun. I like Sages because they're so fun. So my girlfriends are all Sag because they just do everything, you know. They're not like
that sounds like you, Kalise.
Yeah, they're fun. So this year it's fun. It's fun with a plan, though, for Sagittariuses. So Sagittariuses, they have a plan and they have goals and they're going to stick to them, which is hard for them because keep in mind, Sagittarius lives in two worlds. They live both in spiritual and that's the mythology behind them, but that's where they come from. They're not human and they're not human. So they're in both.
They're
more
Australian.
So. Yeah, they're Aussie. But it's interesting because this year they're going to have a plan. So there's like a real focused energy to Sagittarius, which is super great. So it's good. It's good.
Does that sound like me, Drew?
Yeah.
You seem focused, but Capricorn is a focused.
But I'm also kind of fun and quirky.
No, you've been more focused lately.
The last 2 years. Right?
You kind of started my business. To me. Yeah. I mean, you look sad.
I made money. I actually made money the last 2 years. We did better this year than last year, too. So I have to say that.
Now she's talking like a Capricorn. I'm confused.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm more Capricorn, though. Yeah, I think a little both, but I think everybody can be a little of everything. So.
Yeah.
But we'll find out. Okay, what's Capricorn?
A sign sexual, right? Like just throw all the signs in there. Actually, there's many things in a chart. It's not just your sun sign. So it's your rising sign, and you're more fluid if you have like all sun, moon, and rising in the same sign.
I think that the woman we had on the show, Colby's friend who came, that April... Not April there. Nicole.
Because she's right here.
She's right
they
there.
They all have two names. Can't remember. Anyway, she was...
Jenny Michelle?
No.
You're hilarious.
I can't remember her name. I'm
Sally
sorry.
Susie?
It's like old age right now. But I think she said I was a Capricorn, so.
Okay. I'll pull it up.
Oh, Rachel Lang.
Yes.
Okay. So then if you're a Capricorn, but you look sad. I mean, like your face looks sad in the way you deliver your verbiage.
Really?
Well, I'm sorry, but your rising could be Sag. So then
could be.
I have to look it up. I cannot speak it till I look it up. But then we have Capricorns. Capricorns. Okay, Capricorns are going to go through a little bit of hell in the next couple of years. But
okay, I don't want to be that.
I know, but no, but Capricorns, now here's what's interesting. They climb their whole lives anyway, so they're always trying to accomplish, so it's not going to bother them because Saturn in their sign is their ruling planet. So it's not going to be as offensive as it would be for a Sagittarius or a Leo or a Scorpio. It's actually a good thing for them.
Right.
Because it's going to make them even more driven and they're not going to have much patience or tolerance because they have big goals to take over the country. So all the Capricorns are taking over their little parts of the world.
That's true.
Yeah. In the coming year I'm talking about though. Like it's very focused for them.
Yeah.
And they want to take over. So they're going to want to be the boss, not the worker.
Yeah.
They're going to want to own the company. Not be
absolutely.
Yeah, they don't even want to be in the background.
No,
so,
like that.
Yeah,
that's my daughter,
Capricorn.
My daughter, yeah, she's 11, and all of a sudden she developed an attitude. Like she knows who she is.
Excellent. It's better than not knowing who you are.
I'm climbing. This is a climbing year, I think.
Yeah, no, it's good. The Capricorns are good, but they might be a little bit intolerant for people around them. Oh, you have a Capricorn and a Gemini. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. They get along. That's two signs
actually.
They get along
very well.
Yeah, those two signs actually match. It's harmonious. So
yeah, I'm intolerant. My accountant gives me crap for being a bitch all the time. So
yeah,
I'm very intolerant.
But they're going to be in the next year. It's not necessarily a bad thing. They just don't have time for emotions. It's focus.
Yeah.
So that's like a good coach who doesn't want to screw around with an athlete. It's like, you need to do this. I don't mean actually literally screw around with an athlete. I mean, focus them. They need to do the work, not have fun.
Well, that's how I keep Drew in line. What do you expect?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, he's such a ne'er-do-well half the time. I can't even keep
procrastinator.
Him on track. Oh, he's terrible.
He doesn't even like to work.
Now
he
never acting does like anything. A Sag. Now he's acting like a Sag.
Imagine if he was like in the room. Jeez.
Hello, I can hear you.
He's not. He's the exact opposite. But I do. Work. Well, I mean, he's got a lot of drive in business. He's always busy and he's always gone. But I do see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, which is good.
Because I have to help prop it up a little bit.
Well, behind
right?
every successful man is a good woman, they say.
I love how he just goes...
I'm just listening.
He's a man. They do that.
It's like, yes, honey. You're supposed to say, yes, honey, you're right.
Okay, then we have... Aquarius.
I'm an Aquarius rising.
Okay.
I'm Aquarius.
Okay. Aquarius rising. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Aquarius is interesting because it's an emotional year for Aquarius. They're not.
Keep going.
Okay. Weirdo. Now I'm thinking she's a weirdo.
What sign is that?
Pretty much. Let's see, weirdo. Could be Aquarius, actually.
Maybe Gemini, Capricorn. Yeah, the cusp.
Yeah. Okay, right, so for Aquarius is interesting this year because they too are going to be more emotional. They're not normally emotional. Their more projection is like ahead of themselves, so they don't get involved emotionally. I'm not saying you can't have emotions, but they usually don't have like emotional breakdowns kind of thing. This year, they're more emotional as they focus. Their problem is they're focusing too far ahead. So there's like a lot of planning for Aquarius, which isn't usually the case. Like it's not their norm to go around going in 10 years, I need to have this, this, and this. But this year, they're going to focus and they're going to start worrying about these things. Okay. So for them, it's not as fun a year, but it's a focused on what's coming up for them. And I'm talking 5, 10, 15 years off. Like it's actually when I'm 100, I want to do this kind of thing. So they're focused. So there's a plan being put in action, but it's coming from an emotional component.
Huh.
So.
Well, you have teenagers.
Yeah, so you have to plan that anyway. Actually, you should just avoid them and leave.
I try to do that already.
Yeah. Oh, man. When they went to college, it was a brilliant thing.
Yeah.
It was like 4 years of babysitting.
Oh, yeah, I have Pisces. Okay, sorry.
Wait. What's Nate? Nate, what are you?
Pisces. Oh, Pisces.
How weird. I could sense that.
Yeah,
how weird
is that? He's quiet. Okay. Besides the frolicking in the, you know, drug and drink world of Pisces, however, just saying, I'm teasing you back
there,
Nate.
Oh, that's Nate for sure.
Yeah, he looks it.
He doesn't have a microphone, so I can say whatever.
Yeah, he can't talk back.
No,
okay,
he's not.
Pisces has a little, how do I want to word this for them? A shakeup coming in their life, okay? Because Pisces has a tendency to go off in different areas, like 500 different areas, or they become very focused like their opposition Virgo and stick in one area. This year, they're going to be shaken out of their comfort zone. So for Pisces, it's a very uncomfortable year on not even an emotional level, in their surroundings because it's different. So if they can learn how to just focus on different, it's not going to bother them. But there's different around you, right? Yeah, you know that. Different than usual. Yeah, and they don't like it because Pisces is already. And here's the interesting thing about your sign, I'll tell you. When you're born a Pisces, you come in to experience all the signs in one. That's why Pisces can be like just off in 20 different directions, because the fact that they're born Pisces means they've gone from Aries to Pisces. So they've gone through every sign. Uh-huh. So they are an expression of every sign. That's why you can never pin them down to one way of thinking. No matter what you think, you cannot tell what a Pisces does because they're off in everybody's zone. That's their karma, is to feel everybody's everything in this life. That's why it's difficult for them.
He does. And he's very good at it though.
Yeah. But it's a difficult thing because
he's not scattered though.
Well, no, but they can be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nate's not.
Would you say that makes them more reserved in general?
Yeah, because they feel everything of everybody else's
sign.
Totally
reserved.
Yeah. Everybody's sign. So they're going to pull back because they don't know what they're feeling. Are they being like an Aries? Are they being like a Taurus? Are they being like a Capricorn? It goes in and out, and it goes through that way their whole lifetimes. They're not one sign. They're all 12 combined.
No wonder they drink.
Yeah.
Do you drink, Nate? Right. I've never seen him. He drinks a little. He's not a drinker.
Well, here's the other thing with, of course.
He just takes massive drugs. And no, he doesn't.
He's just out there throwing the needles
on
the ground.
He's the best tech guy ever. He's very organized.
Well, he's working on his opposition then, which is Virgo. So he's using the analytical part of his opposition to do that. Pisces will do that when they feel too much emotionally. They'll go like a Virgo because it's their opposition. And Virgo, if they become too analytical, will become emotional. We all will operate off our opposition at times.
Do you think some Pisces can actually be a little OCD?
Who just said that?
Me.
You? Oh, I'm like, what?
I'm right next to you.
Like, what?
I know.
Yeah, well, because it's the opposite to Virgo. So the height of OCD is Virgo. Mm. Virgos are, no offense, all OCD-ish by nature. Virgo rising, Virgo moon, Virgo anything.
What about OCD? Cancer? What's Cancer's opposition?
Capricorn. Yeah. So Cancer goes between, I want to stay home and be a mother, to whatever's in my home, whatever, fish, dogs, cats, kids, whatever, to I want to rule the world. Cancer's.
But on the flip side, Cancer's really good at interpreting emotions, whereas Capricorn tends to not be as flexible in that way. It's like really good at selling things to people and getting what they need on an emotional level.
The billionaire sign is Cancer. The billionaire sign is Cancer. So Cancer has an instinct for what will sell and make money. So follow a Cancer around because it's about money. They really do. I have a Cancer son.
Oh, and Drew wishes you would have said that to him.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the psychic thing. What can I say? He's got that. But
we'll make it happen, honey. I promise.
I used to love Cancer, so no offense that way. But my son, my oldest, I make fun of him, has just put me off of them completely.
I hear you. I'm also an 8 in my numerology chart.
Yes.
So
Exactly.
That's what that means.
Wow. And you do numerology too, right?
I can do numerology,
We won't do it today, but yeah. But maybe it's you not can come my, back sometime.
The numerology, yeah. Numerology follows in tandem with the astrology in the numbers and what they mean. It's kind of a, you know, segue for it. Or it's a, I don't know what to word. I mean, I do things like to help people change the numbers of their house to bring in money to come to their house or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Whatever your house number is, you don't have to stay stuck with the number. You can switch it on the inside door by putting a number on the inside of your door to make it add up to the number you want it to be. So some years I make my house a 3 when I want to be a party girl, which my family does not appreciate. And then this year I made it an 8 for money and it's not fun. So I want to be a Sag.
It's more work.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Sag, but I don't think I'm going to be a Sag this year.
I do. I want to be a Sag.
I mean, I could be. I could pick
I'm going to be a Sag this year.
Are you?
Wait, who just said, you are a Sag. Wait, who said that?
Yes. No.
I clearly forgot my glasses because I don't know where the voices are coming from.
That's okay. So you said you had world, like world view as well.
Oh, yeah,
right?
World views.
I'm thinking Kalisa was going to follow up with a sports,
I'll shut up.
Okay,
and do
so
it.
Let's let take a break, and then we'll come back right after the break, and we'll do some final predictions, and then we'll take some mediumship calls with AJ Barrera.
Yeah, woohoo!
And the girls.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew, and you are listening to This Life
with Bob Forrest
and Dr. Drew.
And me, Mike Catherwood.
That's right. We're doing it this
it's
time.
It's really the last bastion of hope.
Don't get your health care from a Google search.
We're interested in people not dying. Mm-hmm. That we've gotten sick of that.
There's plenty of people who drink or use that are that it's not because of the drugs and alcohol.
Entitlement, grandiosity, ego, selfishness, self-preoccupation.
Are we talking about the government or are we talking about kids?
Well, no, calm down. Calm down.
I told Drew the other day because he had his fourth Diet Coke during the radio show. I said, listen, you got to understand, having a diet soda is like murdering bums.
Well, I mean, can't believe you just said that. Well,
you don't have to laugh at it.
Call us up, email us up, at wherever the hell it is.
DrDrew.com.
Bob and I have. And me, Mike Catherwood.
Lots to talk about still, so we'll keep this thing going. And if you like it, please tell a friend.
So check it out. Thanks for listening.
You live.
Okay, we're back. And we're going to have a little round robin in the final edition of Predictions 2018. Kalise is going to start off the group. Hit it, Kalise.
Okay, guys, I'm going to talk about sports, apparently world sports, so lots of major games around the world. I've been asked by my male friends to start by talking about American sports. So the first thing I want to talk about is MLB, the Baseball World Series, which has always kind of bothered me that it's a World Series, but it's mainly America, but that's another show for another time. So I see the 2018 winners being red and white. Now, I'm not going to go into more detail because I don't know anything about baseball, but I see red and white on the uniforms. So does anyone know who that could be?
Could be Cardinals, Red Sox, or Reds.
Okay, I'm feeling more East Coast, so whatever is to do with the East Coast on that. So just keep that in mind. I feel as well that people will be sort of surprised, but most people will expect it when the time comes. Moving along to Super Bowl for 2018, I keep getting dark green colors on the uniform. I believe that that may be to do with the Packers. And I also felt that this would be a big surprise to people. So either the way they win or how they win. Will be surprising.
To be fair, that could also be Seattle and Jacksonville.
Well, you better take that back because I'm a Bears fan. So,
well, I can be wrong. So, but the past 2 or 3 years, I've been correct. This would be 3 years in a row I've been correct if this is correct. So we'll have to wait and see. So I do get dark green, which I feel is the Packers, but just go with the dark green because I don't know much about American football. Moving along to FIFA, which is soccer for 2018, that kind of football, I believe that this will not be a surprising win, and I get a lot of yellow, possibly a bit of red, but a lot of yellow around the uniform.
I got Manchester, yeah.
Manchester, do they...
Aren't they yellow?
They're red.
Oh, okay. Now, what do I know?
Manchester United is red.
We don't really watch soccer, but...
Okay, well, I've got yellow, so when that comes and goes, just tell me. Okay, moving along. Oh, just real quick for my Commonwealth friends, I've got England winning the Ashes in 2018, which is a cricket game. The Olympics in 2018, I got a lot of Asia, and then I found out that it's actually going to be in South Korea, so that made sense. I do see USA.
Thank God, not North Korea.
No, I do see USA in the lead for a very significant portion. I do feel Japan will participate, even though they're saying they're going to boycott. But I also feel that they will be unofficially scored down on many of the performance-based sports, unfortunately.
Was it Russia disqualified or...
Yeah, so Russia have to perform under OAR, which is Olympic Athletes of Russia, which is a separate flag. And I feel that there is going to be a lot of focus on Russia, on China, and on steroid use, which is going to be very obvious to the spectators, but it goes undetected. So that's disappointing, but that's just the way it is at the moment. I feel there's going to be an outbreak of waterborne illness, so a lot of stomach problems for those poor athletes.
Well, that makes sense in Korea.
Does it?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I also see a young gun from Australia. See, this is with my Australian heritage, who is going to win a medal and be very overwhelmed and very proud of himself. So a young teenage boy from Australia with brown hair and light skin. But the only other thing is that I've got on the darker side, there's going to be major injuries in the first 48 hours of the Winter Olympics. But
can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
I'm a big figure skating fan.
Okay.
Do you see any? Do you have any idea what the people are wearing that are going to win? Can you see that?
I'll look at that in just a sec. Let me just finish this one about the guy with the injuries.
Okay. Okay.
I just feel that someone may pass, and ooh. I do feel that someone's going to lose their hearing in the left ear, and it's a sport where he wears a helmet.
Mm.
So
that's probably skiing.
Might be luge.
Yeah, or luge. Yeah.
Bobsled or yeah, maybe skiing. It looks like a shiny helmet. In terms of figure skating couples, I've got a girl with short, choppy hair. It's like brown or darker,
mm-hmm.
And she looks European. The guy that stands next to her has darker complexion, like dark hair. He might have tan skin, and they're very happy. I feel like I've got white and navy on her uniform, on her final uniform. It's like a leotard, and then just like skin-colored stockings and white skates is what I'm seeing.
That's probably That's really a cool. Russian pair team. They usually Maybe. Do really well.
Yeah. There's also a blonde girl who looks like she's on the podium. And I don't know if she's American, but if there is a blonde girl on the American team in the couples event, I would say that she's going to get a medal.
No, oh, good. I hope so.
Yeah.
We have a pretty
Any
strong team this
Olympic
year.
Any questions before we move on?
I wouldn't know who I have to look that up, though. So.
Okay.
Oh, just That's to cool. bounce on the whole FIFA thing, I think the yellow team is actually Brazil.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. That, see, that's what I thought, because when I felt like I was looking at it, I kept hearing this is not a surprise. Everyone expects
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're a really so good.
Brazil
team.
To me feels more likely, not that Manchester aren't a fantastic team. Got a lot of love for them, but I just feel that, yeah, the yellow is more likely to be Brazil.
Well, and Neymar's on there and he's pretty hot. So I'm going with that.
Cool. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Can you email me all this stuff so I can put it on the website?
That's cool. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we?
That'd be
if you
great.
Can read my writing, I will.
You have to type it out.
I gotta type it out. Yeah, so that's what I get. Olympics, Ashes, basketball, Super Bowl. Awesome. Is there anything else I'm missing that mm-hmm. anyone wants to know about?
Dog racing.
I don't think that's a sport.
How about the college football championships coming up?
Oh, yeah. Is Alabama going to beat Clemson?
You know what's so funny is I kept seeing orange when you said college football, and I don't know it's just because I know a lot of Clemson fans or if they're actually going to win.
I got Clemson from the start.
Honestly, I don't feel Alabama. I got to go with Clemson. I just get this fluoro orange, right. And
they're pretty good.
I've told my bookies Clemson.
That chant that they
How come I keep hearing bobsledding? Did you already say bobsledding?
I did, and that's where I felt the injury was coming from because I felt like. He was on a track or something, but no hearing in the left ear, like a significant injury for this poor guy.
I feel like it could have been practiced during the Olympics, too, with that.
So all you bobsledders out there, be careful.
Yes, please. Mm.
We don't want and you to lose your hearing.
So, Jenna, are you going to take it away for the next part for all politics and worldview?
Sure.
And then piggyback with Sloan if she gets something?
Sure. Why don't you let her go first?
Okay. Oh, God. I mean, Buddha.
Or,
well,
all right,
what,
okay.
Oh, this is something you want to talk about.
Dalai Lama. Okay. Yeah, okay, well, just world predictions. I'm going to word it this way. I think financially the country's going to go up and down, but not really down, okay, just different. So it's more of a lateral move financially rather than we're broke or it's 1929 again or whatever that was.
That's good.
The Depression or all that nonsense. That's not happening. I feel the way that we invest in this country is going to change. So I feel people are going to market their money and do things differently mm-hmm. than they have been doing. So we're not going to do the same things we've been doing. And weirdly, this presidency is forcing people to think differently. So that's right. where it's coming from. Okay, good or bad or whatever. Again, don't shoot the messenger. I also feel, now this is weird, in fashion trends, I go specifically, because I have no fashion sense and don't care to, but I go fashion-wise and say that people are going to move in a direction of not being, I'm going to use the word like, you know when people wear their labels on them and all mm-hmm, of that, or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call that? They're going, this country is going to move towards the exact opposite of that. So you're going to see a lot of brands and trends come up that don't have labels and we don't know who they are and we don't know if it just fell out of a garbage bin
that makes
or
sense.
Whatever. Yeah. It's yeah. definitely going that way and you're going to see people not wanting to present themselves.
Yeah.
So not wear, you know, Gucci from head to toe.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
Is it grunge?
So do I.
It's not grunge. No.
I feel like grunge. It's a rise in leisure wear.
Yeah,
like yoga clothes and activewear.
Thank God. Right? Stretchy pants. Yippee. Yeah, I know we can
Gunny
do it.
Sacks.
No, it's more the younger generation. And when what I'm also seeing is the babies being born. So I'm talking from this year onward, the little babies that are coming out on the planet are going to be more what I call computer brains. So they're going to be thinking more along the lines of like a computer rather than there's no emotion coming through in these kids. We're not going to like it, mm-hmm. but that's the way they process the world. And it's actually to take this world and the people to a different level, probably more with your little hovercrafts.
I
want to
do an episode on that.
Yeah, that's actually...
It's transhumanism.
Whatever yeah. that is, I want to call it computer brains. Google but they're it. Actually being born that
I'm,
way, though.
I'm going to do that. I want to do that.
Yeah, yeah. They're being born that way. So that's my prediction, right. but it's starting with the babies this year.
But it's going to make us bigger and better, and then we're going to be able to, like, have technology to make ourselves live longer. And yeah, it's
What's
really
wrong
cool.
with you?
No, it's cool, though, because...
I'm trying to get like, off the planet.
Yeah, but it's
still live a long time with.
All this technology and everything is going to turn into something good.
Yeah, but that these kids being born, though, are being born genetically coming through energetically that way. Like, yeah. we're not doing anything to them. They're coming out of us that way. So the whole species is moving that way.
That's is that cool. because we're more educated, or is
I don't think it's education. I think it's actually karma, and I think it's the DNA that's changing.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I think it goes all the way back to what they've been poisoning us with in our food and the whole other story. Mm-hmm. But I think it goes back to that, and I think it goes to the kids coming in that way.
Well, if I do that episode, you'll have to join us on that one because it's really interesting to me.
Yeah, they're coming awesome. Through. Those are my predictions.
And Jennifer Schaefer?
Okay, so mine are just like more like back to the financial. I do feel like we are, you know, with Bitcoin, everybody's heard about Bitcoin.
Yes. I wanted to ask about that.
And yeah. I do feel like that's still going to get stronger. I actually know of the largest shareholders of Bitcoin, Novogratz. And
good, because we have a family member who
wants
is, to do that.
It our is something that is going to be traded. It's now, you know, they're making it very legal and very, they're making it very, now it's there's going to be more guidelines. They're going to have a lot more guidelines. I do feel like it's going to drop a couple times, a significant amount, so you'll be able to buy a couple, you know, during that time. And I got that for January as well as in August. But I think the country in August, I think something, again, that August thing that I saw a year ago and the year before that, I think we're going to be on alert. Like what Klee said, I think, earlier, where we mentioned that something might happen that might make everybody go quiet, you know, like, how did this happen? I think our country, though, is going to be stronger. I think everyone is a lot more. They've had so many things happen with their homes being taken away, with, you know, through flooding, fires, everything, that I think people are wanting to help. You're wanting to help one another. I, for instance, lost my dad. Had the best year of my life, looking at it from a different perspective, but I lost one of the most important things to me. And I'm telling you, it. You know, I don't wait now to call my friends. I don't wait to go see them. I love every moment with my kids, whether I do or don't. It's a lot easier to handle. I don't let things get make me so upset. But I also have a zero tolerance too. I definitely voice my opinion a lot more than I ever used to. I just don't take it, and so I don't know if that's part of it too. I do feel like SpaceX, as I drove my Tesla. I think that they are going to be very successful. I think we're going to see it come back around. And I think that, you know, we're going to see things happen sooner than we thought. And back to, you know,
Drew's going
to
get a drone.
Yep.
No, astronaut.
I think with the presidency, I actually got Melania.
With chimpanzees.
Melania popped up in my mind. So I don't know if there's going to be
Melania
something.
Melania Trump?
Yeah, I think Melania. Melania Trump. I think something, I don't know, there's going to be something said
about her. You guys
keep
bringing her up in all these things.
But not bad.
She
I don't
still
know
hasn't
bad.
Done crap.
I'm not saying that she's done anything bad.
Sorry.
I just don't think I'm being shown Trump. I think he's going to, I'm not being, I think he's going to actually, and again, I have no, there's no, please just hear me out like you guys did when I said he'd become president and everybody wanted to shoot me. I do believe that things are, he's either going to be told to quiet down or things are going to quiet down in some form.
I'm sorry, does he listen?
Last year you said he might quit. So
I still feel like
but
that
know,
might happen, but I feel
yeah,
like there's also
still
health, there's still health issues that I think that are circling around with his heart. I still feel that happening. And it might be that he just is quiet for a month because he's getting treatment and maybe people don't know about it. I don't know. And that still comes around in August.
Yeah,
and
be.
Then I think I'll give you all the other predictions that I have that you can put online. I don't.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So we can put a list and see who is right.
I think it's going to be a great year. Everybody, like you said earlier, we have to work together. That's the only way it's going to work this year. You know, versus trying to be separate.
Let's save all humanity.
So April is a pet intuitive. And it, before we give this new little animal in our life a reading, during the break, actually, Sloan actually said something about it. But is there something else that you want to mention about anything prediction-wise? Or you just want to...
Actually, yeah, prediction-wise... I was picking up stuff about the increase in the homeless population that's going around now. And I think that what's going to come around is that we're going to notice that a lot of the population that we have are actually being either shipped in or brought in from different parts
countries.
Of the country. And being dropped off in California.
Seattle.
Because we have the perfect climate.
Mexico.
So, but I think that there's going to be a major shift in that. And rather than moving them around from one ravine to another ravine, I think they're going to finally figure out some form of housing for them.
I hope so.
So
that could be my new
I
job.
See that too.
That's my new job.
Yeah.
I actually said that they should
put... I am red hot on that.
What's Alcatraz? I'm like, why don't they make that a homeless
okay.
shelter? Like a homeless shelter.
What?
Shelter? Like,
I know that sounds crazy, but it's just wasted space that they could utilize
they won't
and
stay.
Make it. But then I'm sure people will say,
they
oh,
won't
now
stay.
We're separating them
both.
Or whatever.
But they won't stay. My neighborhood's full of the homeless. That's who just started the fire for the third time in our neighborhood.
Like
down in my
in
backyard. I step
I'm
over them.
In country, there are no homeless people in Australia.
Sunland, Tahunga.
Wow.
Because they have mental health services in Australia.
Yeah, we have mental health programs. Yeah. We have the segue houses where they can go and live and be treated. And
that's
programs.
Right. We won't do that here. We won't do that here. We'd rather say that the problem is affordable housing. That's the problem.
Yeah, but the government
didn't they do that? Didn't Reagan release them?
No. The multiple forces. It really started during Carter. It was the medication. It was physicians. Mm-hmm. It was the lack of interest in working in those hospitals and the quality of personnel.
Okay.
It was many different forces all at once. I saved an article. I'll text you if you want.
Yeah.
From the 80s where they were talking about, or maybe the 90s. About what happened and why the last ones were closing.
Yeah, I know Reagan closed them. But
no, he didn't.
He didn't,
he did
actually.
Not. That's just some weird thing people say. I don't know why they say that.
Okay, then I just said it.
Yeah.
So is everybody else
going to give... The solution is possible. That's what I want
to know. Of course it is. Yes. It just takes a little bit of will, a little bit of desire to help. Well, I'm getting political here, but it's disgusting that we let this go the way we have. It's disgusting, and it must stop. That's my new job.
Okay, well, there's your politics. your prediction's correct.
Mm-hmm. A space suit.
Okay,
count
me in.
Let's start with you, and we'll round robin everybody how to get a hold. Are you going to do the reading for the dog? Or
No, April. April's going to read the dog. Am I going to read the dog? I can read the dog.
We're going to read the dog. Then we're going to have mediumship with AJ, and then we're going to come back and give our plugs. So this is so Sloan.
I'm laughing.
Sloan mentioned
belly,
that she saw
belly.
A woman that she missed, and it's Drew's mother
That's what she's so nutty about. Or is she a she? I don't want to be rude.
I think she's heavily going through a grieving process right now and still, you know, experiencing some onsets of depression. But I think that she's also having major adjustments going from one home to the other, mm-hmm. and especially being around another dog, because I feel like she would have been the only dog within that household.
Oh, yeah, she was.
So I think she was extremely spoiled, but mm-hmm. she has very human-like emotions and qualities to her, so she's very temperamental. So I think that she's just kind of just adjusting to the big changes. Mm-hmm. And I know from what we spoke earlier that she's lost weight, but she's also...
I have her on a strict prescription diet.
Are you calling her fat?
Well, let me just say...
That's not nice.
She wasn't pooping. It was all staying inside.
I think from medication.
And if she was pooping, it was in the house.
Well, honestly, she's pretty pissed about the diet change, too. So I think she's gone a little bit on strike with you guys.
She loves the new food. She eats a lot of it.
Of course she does.
It's because she's starving.
She's not starving. She's
still eating. Was she also having like potty problems as well, in the house?
Oh, yeah.
You
see all the pads everywhere.
So I think she's just, you know, still adjusting to her new surroundings.
Absolutely.
And I got to say that I think she needs more breaks from Rex because I think she gets really overwhelmed with his energy.
Oh, sure.
So... But, you know, overall, she's doing really good. But have you been noticing that she's losing some eyesight in one of her eyes? I want to say the right eye in particular.
No.
Okay. Well,
look at that face. She's looking at me like, what are you doing?
Next time you take her to the vet,
have them look at it.
Uh-huh. But here's the thing. She brought up Lasix earlier, and I actually feel like they're going to be introducing Lasix into the veterinary
world. For dogs, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not happening.
I'm sure they'll do cataracts.
Can you tell how old she is? Do you have any insight?
I want to say she's around 16.
What did I do?
16? Maybe 15 or 16.
Seriously?
Really old.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that would make sense because she sleeps all day long.
She's at least 10 in human years.
But, 10 in human. Wait, human or 16 in human or pet?
Human years.
Yeah, okay. So I know that Helene had her for at least 5 years, and she was already a rescue. So I was thinking like 10, but.
I think she's an old lady.
Do you really? Because she has no teeth and she sleeps all day long.
And I was actually going to ask you about her teeth, too, because...
Yeah, well, they wanted $1,500 to fix them. I said no.
Man.
I said
does she enjoy crosswords?
Yeah.
Game shows?
She does.
Afternoon tea?
No, but see how she is right now? It's really hard, but she loved the beach. She ran around. She you know, she poops outside now, and she's peeing out. But we have
Me
to...
Me, too.
We have to literally take her outside. But she's getting better. Like, she's been a lot better.
Yeah. And I would just watch her around Rex a little bit because I think she's a little territorial.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that Rex would do anything, at her, but I think she's definitely would instigate an issue.
Well, if he takes her bone. But she's kind of yuppie and very... But she likes me now. And mm-hmm. But I don't know how long
to
expect her to stay alive.
Did she live with his mother?
Yes, she was her prize, and she fed her so poorly, and her stomach was dragging on the ground when I got her, and she would only eat those dried chicken strips, and I know this is really entertaining for but the thing is, I didn't know how old she was, and I want to give her a good life. Well, if it's only a year or so, how long do these dogs live?
Hundreds of years.
Not hundreds of years.
I'm sorry.
Past lives.
No, I...
Coming back.
I mean, I'm coming to love her. We call her the little turkey because she looks like a little turkey. Because
she's got a belly like a
she's
butterball.
She's so cute, though. No, she's a good dog, and she's getting better, but I don't know what to expect, so...
Yeah. I think she's doing well overall, so...
Oh, thank you. Well, we'll get her B12 shot.
Yeah. Booster.
I feel like it's her birthday soon.
Really?
Yeah, do we know when her birthday was?
No, she was a rescue.
Do we know when Helene's birthday was? I feel like within a few weeks, either just passed or right now.
No, Helene was in October, but...
For some reason, I'm actually seeing February 12th.
I saw February 22nd.
That's funny. Okay.
Is your birthday coming, Georgie?
Wake up, we're talking about
time
you.
For cake. So
she's nice. A good dog. But anyways, thank Got you. It. Appreciate it. And we'll we're going to talk to live human beings now that are calling in for AJ Barrera and the girls right after this break.
If you like what you're hearing and want to hear more, go to callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com and click on the Amazon link. Bookmark it and use it to do all your Amazon shopping. It costs you nothing extra and will help Susan keep this podcast going.
All right, now we're going to turn to some mediumship for everyone. We have Michelle on the line. Welcome, Michelle, to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So Michelle actually sent me a Facebook message about 6 or 8 months ago. I just got to it. And actually, her story kind of freaked me out a little bit. But I wanted her to talk to AJ, who is our cameo psychic here today. He's popped in. He's
Hello, Michelle.
He's helping us out with the mediumship to give you a special reading. And then I also have April Nicole and Jennifer Schaefer, and on the line, Khalees Simone. So if we can't talk to any of your loved ones, then there's something seriously wrong here. this is the psychic posse today. So I'm going to let AJ take it away. He started blushing while we were setting up the audio.
It was just you, Sue.
Always. Okay, so take it away, AJ.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So the first thing that I do want to tune into your energy is that as soon as I heard your name, there were several impressions that came through here. And I don't know if you actually have... I actually picked up two individuals that are coming through here, first of all. One of them is actually a younger male, which would be like your brother, your cousin, your friend. There is a younger male that is passed over, that is connected here. Do you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
And I need to validate here, because when he just steps forward here, he's actually putting question marks around his passing here. So I don't know if there's either some sort of unique reference of either he was murdered, there was still unanswered questions here, but there's something about him that he's saying it's not fixed or it's not solved here. Do you understand that, please?
Yes,
and,
I do.
And when he comes through, I don't know if he was a young child when he passed, but there's something about this that feels like America's Most Wanted. There's something about this that he's made, like there's still mystery behind it. Yes?
There is one. Yes, it wasn't the one I was thinking of, but yes.
Okay.
I know
who you are. So long as I know, there's these two individuals that are coming through here basically together to validate themselves. And I do need to validate here with your brother. When he does step forward here, he's actually bringing up toxicology that is connected here. So I don't know if there was toxins in his body before he passed over, or two, there was poison, drugs, something affected this. But I feel like there's something about that we need to look, or we overlooked in the situation here, that they're bringing up here. Second of all, I do have an older gentleman that is passed over here as well, that I'm seeing as like a father figure, as dad figure, that is passed over here. Yes, please? Yes?
Yes.
And I need to validate here, because when he comes forward here, he's a very pushy, a very dominant man. And I don't know if he was very vocal and lying, but when he comes through, he's saying, like, I don't give a shit, to be quite honest. Like, he wants to make sure that he's here for you today. And it's a very straightforward, funny, dominant type of energy that I need to validate here, that I need to come through here. When he does talk about his passing, though, and please forgive me, I may not be 100% here, but when he does talk about his passing, it feels like there's more of an addictive energy that's around here. So I don't know if he was like a chain smoker, a chain drinker, or something of that nature, but he's making like there's a lot of addictive energy that's around him, that he apologizes for not expressing that love to you when he was physically here. You understand that, please? Yes?
Yes.
And he wants to validate here for you in a huge way. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Not for saying the love, but also for not physically giving you the love here today. Now, I don't know if he was aware of your husband or your boyfriend or whatnot, but I need to acknowledge him and give him a thumbs up, please, because I don't know if they never met in life, but he approves of him and he wants to let him know that he's proud of him and proud of you as well, because he's making me feel like that. I need to acknowledge your marriage, your relationship in a huge way. And are you having two kids, but are there two kids now that you have?
I have two kids, but I have more than two kids.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, then it's not that. Is one of them born under the sign of Gemini, which is like May or June that's connected here then? Or what's the sign of Gemini?
Yes.
Okay. So I need to acknowledge them. So is there parallels with one of them either to your father and to one of the children, or to your husband and to one of the children, like either the same date, same name, or some of that nature that I need to bring up here?
Yes.
Okay. So I think it's just their way of validating dad's basically looking out, seeing what's happening here, as well with this brother figure, this younger male, because I feel like there's a lot of energy that's happening here. I do want to be very honest, and I'm sorry for being very blunt here, what I'm going to say. It feels very heavy-hearted with your dad when he comes through. It feels like there's a lot of emotional trauma that's here that I feel like that's needs to be repaired here with you physically. And I feel like there's what's the best way I want to say this is, like, I feel like I'm opening up a can of worms emotionally for you. And it feels like in a way that your dad wants you to heal from this and making sure you get the right healing, because I feel like in some way there wasn't the goodbyes, or you couldn't say goodbye, because there's something about your dad saying, like, he couldn't communicate or couldn't talk, that's very important, that he needs to talk to you about today, which is why he's coming through so strongly with this younger male. So if this is your brother figure, I do need to validate these two energies come through in a way saying we're here. I want to switch over real quick. The brother figure, is this definitely your brother, or is this like a cousin figure that's passed over here that I mentioned earlier?
As far as like the passing and the toxicology, all that stuff, he was like a brother figure.
Okay. So long as I know, I need to validate him. I may be wrong here, and I don't mind being wrong. I'd be the first to admit this, but is there a younger – hold on. I don't know if there's a younger energy, but I actually see like someone with actually like light colored hair, like blondish hair or reddish hair. But I actually feel like very light hair. It doesn't feel like it's black or brown. So there's something about like blondish hair that I need to bring up here. But I feel like I need to go back some time ago. So I don't know if this happened when you were younger, but it feels like this energy passed very young, or this happened many years ago. But I do feel like this is a separate energy. It doesn't feel male to me. It feels female that is connected here. So just make note to that, okay? Because I just feel okay. like it's their way stepping forward here. Do you guys want to jump in here as well? I don't want to hog up the reading here, but...
I actually do. I want to go with the father energy here because I'm kind of going to bounce off what AJ was saying. Because I know when, you know, in the moments of your dad's passing, I know that there wasn't that exchange of the apologies and making amends prior to the passing. So I know so deeply, he just keeps saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Because I know that there are, you know, parts of his personality with his addictions, and I even feel more closer to alcohol, that it would have taken him away from his responsibilities as being a parent. Do you understand that?
Yes. Actually, it's not my father. He was my husband. He was the father of my children.
Ah,
that's
I see.
That's why, okay.
Mm-hmm. And the Gemini is one of my daughters that's sitting right here, and I feel like he's talking to her.
Makes complete okay, thank sense. You. Absolutely.
Yeah. And he was an alcoholic and a chain smoker.
Mm-hmm. And I know
Michelle,
that
would you recognize...
Sorry about that. Go ahead, sorry. Khalees.
Oh, in April?
Go ahead, Khalees.
Michelle, would you recognize a young boy in spirit with a cheeky personality who's crossed over and it was quite a sudden passing?
Yes.
Okay. I want to let you know he's been with me since about... midday Eastern time, so about 5 hours, and he's extremely playful. He's very happy. He's together with his father. He has been messing up my room, messing up my apartment, doing anything he can to get my attention. Actually, it makes me laugh a lot. He's carrying books with him. He's reading a lot now. He's furthering his education. He wants you to know that he didn't get a chance to prove his intellectual capacity in this lifetime, but he's going to make sure in the next lifetime he does. He still sees you as a mother figure, and he says that school is very important, and he knows that now. Can I leave that with you?
Yes, thank you.
He's very, very happy in the spirit world. I don't feel that he got the opportunities he needed in this life to be as happy as he is now. And if he did, he's even happier.
So, Khalees.
He needs you to know just how happy Khalees. He is.
Khalees, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So, how is he messing up your room?
I was... I love toast. Uh-huh. And I was eating a piece of toast, and I went to put honey on the toast, and the knife flew out of my hand, and it was full of honey, and it bounced from one piece of furniture onto the carpet, and I was like really frustrated. And then I went to eat the toast, and when I got to the last bite and I was enjoying it so much, it flew out of my hand onto the floor, knocking the plate and all over the carpet again.
He wanted a bite.
And I was just like, you've got to be kidding. I don't know what it was. Did you really like toast with honey? Because I'm still pretty hungry right now. setting your toes.
He actually passed when he was 3.5 months old.
Oh.
So he did not have the opportunity to experience life. And I was hoping that he would come forward and let me know that he's okay.
Oh, baby.
Would it make sense now that he's like still a kid in the spirit world that he would have kept growing but be under the age of 10?
Yeah, because it's very hard for me to picture him as an adult. And so yeah. I always have to remind myself that he's grown, like he's not a little child, but I didn't get to see him grow up.
But so he is growing up and he's really cute, really, really cute kid.
You know, I
very
think,
friendly, very outgoing, just like his mom is what I'm hearing.
No.
Well, let's say I was going to agree with Khalees here, is that I believe in a way that you validated here for Michelle is that I believe this child is growing old with you, to be quite honest, to let you know, mom, I'm seeing what's happening in your life, which is a beautiful process, Khalees, that you brought through. And I think for you to understand as a mother, that child will always be with you in spirit. What I do find very funny, I don't mean to laugh about it, but I do believe this child is very mischievous in a way, which is why I believe why yes. he did to get Khalees's energy, try to get her attention, to let you know, like, mom, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. So I believe that Khalees has been experiencing your child for some time.
And Michelle, would you understand writing him letters or and also releasing balloons for him as well? Because I keep seeing all these balloons fly up into the air.
I always wanted to, but I never did. I don't know why, just something always stopped me. But yeah, over the years, I have written him letters. But the balloons, I always thought that would be a good idea, and I just never did.
No.
Well, maybe you should. Ready.
You should.
Right.
Whenever you're ready.
Do you have any more questions?
No, I think that y'all have answered. I kind of was hoping to hear from my mother also, but she just passed and you know, she struggled
a
lot.
Birthday? Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I felt like I didn't mean to cut you off. I felt like it was close to her birthday or her passing, so that makes sense what you said. Then
yeah,
don't worry about it.
It's very close to her birthday also, yes.
Oh, well, she's with you.
Come through. Okay, thank you. She'll come through to you in dreams first. Give her a couple more weeks, and then the spirit connections will begin and get stronger. She's just adjusting her vibration right now, but she's very much around.
Hi. Okay, sorry, babe. My grandson's trying to get in on it.
Oh, good. He wants a reading, too. Well, you know, we're going to have you back after the new year and because we have a couple more callers. But thank you so much for writing in to me. I'm glad that I got back to you 6 months
thank
later.
You.
But
thank
quick,
you.
Quick, can I, Sue, can I
so
mention something to Michelle
Absolutely.
Real quick?
Absolutely.
Sue, sorry. Michelle, that daughter, is that her father in spirit?
Yes.
Can you tell her, no offense here, to get her ass back on track? I feel like she needs to kind of get her like straight and narrow to kind of get back in the situation because dad is, I won't say he's pissed, but he's like seeing what she's doing because he may feel like he's kind of like doing this for like keep an eye on her. So if she's going down the wrong situation, let her know like dad is not having it. So let her know dad's looking out for her in a good way to make sure she gets her kind of act together basically. Okay.
That's probably my younger daughter he's talking okay. about who's also sitting here.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Hi, everybody.
It's a family affair right now.
Right. Well,
yeah,
there's no
getting away from dad, okay?
Yeah,
there's
just exactly. So just know dad's looking out for the family and looking out for you guys, all right? A lot of love to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. I'm a huge fan and it's meant the world to me and my family. Thank you.
Well, have a happy awesome. New Year
Thanks,
and
Michelle.
Stay in touch.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
What a doll. What a doll.
Yeah,
oh,
so
my
sweet.
Gosh. Yeah. She's had a rough time of it.
Seems like it. Just
okay, so I'm going to have...
Plus a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Is this Jennifer?
It is.
Hi. I'm here with AJ Barrera, April Nicole, Jen Barrera, and Jen Schaefer. And Khalees Simone. And... We're doing more mediumship unless you want to look at something psychically.
Mediumship would be great.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let AJ take it away.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Hi, Mr. Barrera. How are you?
I am doing great. I can't even pronounce my name that way. I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
That's my line.
So what's your question? How can I help you with? I know you've said focus on mediumship, but is there a specific level you want me to focus on or bring through or just...
My dad. My dad passed.
So here's the thing here is that when I actually tune into dad's energy, there's a couple things. I'm going to be very honest here. I feel like there are two energies that are coming forward here for me because I do feel like there is an older female figure that would be over to your mom's side. And then I get the dad figure that comes through. So I do feel like either this is like grandmother on mom's side that's coming through here, then the father figure here. So I know there's two separate energies that are coming forward here. When I link over to dad's energy, there's more of a sudden feeling here that's connected here when we talk about his passing, but it doesn't feel unexpected because there's something about him that he's bringing up for me. This was like either something that was lengthy, something he was well aware of, but it just feels like it was almost like a heart attack, it was a stroke. There's something like here and then gone. Do you understand that, please?
I do.
Yeah, and I'm also supposed to bring up here, he's bringing up for me to talk about the month of March being significant or the third of a month being connected here. So is this either like a birthday or like death anniversary that's connected here as well, please?
That's my oldest daughter's birth month.
Okay, so I think it's just their way advising how I'm coming through and how they want to talk to you as well. Now, when I have to bring up your dad here, and I don't want to be rude about it, but I don't know if he was a man that didn't speak often or didn't speak up, but there's a feeling that he's making me feel like this is new to him, this is new experience here, and he's making me feel like that he needs to express the love to you in a physical way, because I feel like he wants to let you know that I'm still around you and still showing you the love, because I just feel like it's very important for you to know that dad is still around you. Now, the thing that I may misinterpret here, and I can be completely off, and I'm the first to admit this, but there's something about this that doesn't make sense for me, because your dad is bringing up for me, it's health related. I'm not getting this as a car accident, I'm not getting this as a gunshot, but there's something about this that either he was like pre-diagnosed, either he went in for this, he knew that he had it, but he wasn't taking care of himself. There's something that I feel like that your dad either refused medical advice, did not take the medical situation, but he's putting question marks around medical that's around here. So does that make sense, please?
Perfect sense.
I'm sorry?
Perfect sense.
Okay.
Makes complete sense.
Okay, I feel like it's his way validating here that he wants to take on that responsibility for his passing, and he doesn't want you to own it or feel guilty or blame yourself for this, because I feel like here, and I can totally misinterpret this here, I feel like there's some sort of unique, I wouldn't even say unique, I feel like there's a geological situation here or distance that happened here. I don't know, you couldn't physically be around him, you couldn't see him, you couldn't say goodbye, but there's something about distance or separation relating him that he wants to let you know that he's around you. So there's something about him being very persistent to let you know that he's here for you. He's also validating for me here, because he's also bringing up for me because, okay, well, I don't know where you're going with this. This doesn't sound very unique, but did your dad live in the desert? Or did he, like, live in Reno? Did he live in, like...
Play golf.
Yeah, there's something like Palm Springs. And I don't know if because there's something that... Because there's another guest that's here that mentioned Palm Springs. But is there something like desert, Nevada, Reno? There's some sort of desert thing that I feel like I need to bring up here that's significant here. Is there any reason why your dad brings this up?
Yeah, not for my dad. My dad was... He was born in the outskirts of where we live and came here to live.
I don't know what the reference is, but just make note to it. There's something that I feel like desert. Schaefer, I know if you're picking up here, if you want to jump in here.
I just said that I was shown golf, like something leisurely.
Oh, put up your mic.
I was shown golf, playing golf. And I'm not saying that he was playing golf, but he, when you were talking about the medical situation, he just avoided, you know, taking care of himself.
Right.
And he, even though he wasn't that busy, it felt like he was, that's just his way of, he definitely avoided all of that.
Yeah, and I think in a huge way, for whatever this golf thing is, I think it's important, whatever this desert golf whatever this thing is. So, again, I don't know if he was a part of country clubs or golf clubs. I don't know what it is, but there's something about this that I need to bring up here in a very huge way that feels very significant to you. And to be a little bit more specific, is there four? Are you one of four siblings, or is there one of your siblings passed over? That he's separating you out of one of your siblings here that's connected here as well?
There's one of... five girls, there's four other sisters, and then my brother.
Okay. So I think it's just his way acknowledging the kids, acknowledging the family here. So I just believe it's your dad's way including you into the mix, but also including the family. But I really feel like that your dad wants to express the love, but more so the security. Because, and I don't know if you're married, if you have kids or whatnot, but I'm going to be honest and pretty blunt about this. I believe your dad's way of making sure that you love yourself first. I feel there's a lot of work that you need to work on your heart chakra, your voice chakra, using your voice, using your heart in a way to heal yourself, because I feel like there's a lot of healing that needs to happen here. I feel like you're well aware of that your father passed over, but I still feel like you're still, in some sense, grief-stricken. I don't feel like you've gone through the process yet to heal and understand this, and I think it's very important for you to know about this or go about this process, if that makes sense.
It does. Aww. My dad had cirrhosis, and he kept drinking after he was told he had cirrhosis.
Yes, that I see that.
And if you want to jump in, Khaleesi, so you guys can jump in, please.
Yeah, Jen, would you know that he keeps showing me he has money now? Would you understand why he's showing me that? Yeah, and he's like really proud.
That was him.
He says, I've got it. He said nothing to do with it. Like, he's got nothing to spend it on, but he's got it. He also wants you to know that he made a lot of friends in this life, and he says that he missed time with his family, but also that he's making amends with his brother in the spirit world. Would you understand that as well?
I do.
Okay. Because I get the feeling that that's important and that you need to know that. And he wants you, and I keep hearing, and this may be from the female figure as well, because it's more than one person saying this, you're never alone, you're never alone, you're never alone, and that you need to understand that. Because spirit keeps pushing you with signs and symbols, and they said oh my gosh, I feel like I'm lecturing you. You never listen, and we're always there. You never listen, and you say, where are they? And we're always here. And they're almost like they're laughing about it, but they're serious.
Yeah, that's me. I need to be by myself. Because I hear everything and I'm like, am I crazy or did that really happen?
No, it's real. And your heart, there's a lot of love hearts around you. So I feel like if you have a relationship, it's about to get really strong. And if you haven't had one in a while, there's a lot of love coming to you. 2018 is a big year for love in your life.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you needed to hear that, he said. Okay, so I'm going to leave that with you.
Oh, you okay?
Thank you. I am. I just, he passed 17 years ago, and it was on Father's Day morning.
Oh.
So it was just like a punch in the gut. So every Father's Day, and I live down the street from his cemetery, but I don't feel like he's there. I feel he's with me.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I don't even fly.
That's correct.
Stuff, but he's there.
Aw.
Yeah, he doesn't hang around his grave. But if you wanted to connect to him, you could go there and talk to him, and that would be an easy portal for the two of you to connect.
I do. Yeah, I do go. And I feel, and again, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm crazy, but I feel like I'm talking to myself, but I'm talking to him. I'm talking out loud. Say, driving to work, what happened in the
Welcome
morning.
Welcome to our world.
I
feel
I know. If you think you're crazy,
no,
we
you're
talk to dead
to
people.
Well, you're not crazy. You're not crazy. But thank you so much for calling and opening your heart and your soul to this process. And we hope you have a great new year. It sounds like you're going to find love, and I hope to hear from you again.
Awesome. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, AJ, Susan, everybody.
You have a blessed one, Jennifer. Happy
thank
new year.
Thank you, AJ. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was sweet.
Wow.
That's amazing,
nice.
Well, AJ.
Done, AJ.
Oh, my good. God. So I'm texting the next good. Caller. This is crazy. Can you believe this? I'm just so amazed.
I think it's the flow of the energy, the group, the people.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the caller, right. it all just depends on that.
Nice.
I was very excited about this day. I got a little nervous in the car on the way over here. I don't know. I kind of felt anxious and weird and, well, a little disheveled because I had to come back disheveled from Laguna.
Jennifer always makes you feel that way, too, so don't worry about
it. Well, she produces a mean podcast, though. She's good.
Awesome. Jen's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the things you do are so amazing. So the next caller is Angela, and she's been a big follower for a long time. Like, I see her all the time. So,
awesome.
Yeah, and I just, I want to hit some of the Facebook callers because
that's cool. Yeah,
people on Facebook because that's, a great support group for the show, and we always appreciate when people send us questions, and I do get to them eventually, but I didn't do my show for a while. So now that I'm back, I'll be looking for your Facebook messages.
and not about how to conduct a podcast.
Right.
Should I read my complaint?
Yeah. Wait, where read is it. That? Yes. Read it.
Okay. So
tell them to take it up with customer service.
So, you know, we did a couple of really great shows the last couple of weeks. One was produced by Jennifer, which was amazing. The one about Manson, and then the other one and Heaven's Gate, and then we did this one called Hacking the Afterlife, which Jen Schaefer produced. Right. And so, you know, and I'm pretty proud of that because they were good shows. So anyways, I got Christy Lynn send me a note. She says, I love your podcast, but a few suggestions. Have some tact when ending a podcast. Oh. I can't do that. Are you Clyde, are you kidding? What that guy was doing with your husband, Rich Martini, he was amazing. Yes, he was hypnotizing my husband.
He was.
It was amazing, and you were ruining it by telling everyone of your dinner plans. Okay, I was paying $250 an hour, and I had to get out of there, okay? Another thing is your constant interruptions, which, you know, I understand. I have to drive the show. I have to keep it moving. I would love to just listen all day and you know, because it's wonderful what they do, but somebody's got to, you know, keep it time. So I apologize. Anyways, she said you really need to learn some tact and have some class. Not
Why
happening,
don't we
Christy
Lynn. On the show.
It's not happening, Christy Lynn.
Get her
Sorry.
On the show.
So funny.
Yeah, if you've ever listened to my show before, you'll realize that that is not going to happen. Tact is not my forte. Hello, is this Angela?
This is.
Hi, welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. I was just reading one of my nicer emails. But you know what? I'm going to take this into 2018 and try not to interrupt because I do that. I tend to do that, but I don't do it because I'm trying to just sort of set the meter and be a host. And also, I have to pay the light bills, so I couldn't do it. 30.
I do that, and I'm not a host. I always sound it, and I'm not a host.
But I do love Rich Martini, and I want him to get to the last 8 steps that he worked through with my husband, because he was on number like 3 of 12, and I was like, yeah, but I gotta eat. I'm hungry. And so okay, so now we're gonna have AJ and April and Jen and Khalees. You're flanked by 4 psychic mediums here, and we're kind of on a good roll here. I'm really happy about this. So I'd like to. Well, I asked her if she wanted to have psychic or mediumship, but she was just going to let you guys sort of jump in and do what you do.
All right. Do you want me to start, Khalees, or?
Yeah, no, you start.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Hi, Angela. How you doing? It's AJ.
Good.
So, first of all, so you're open to everything. So, mediumship, psychic energy. So, first of all, I'm just going to jump right in here. When I tune into energy, the first thing I do want to bring forward here is I do feel like there's an older female figure that does step forward here, first of all. So, I don't know if this is a mom energy that is passed over, but there is the mom feeling. So, this is not going to be a sister. This is not going to be the aunt figure. This would definitely be like mom or the grandmother figure that is passed over here. So, is mom passed, please?
No.
Okay. I need to validate there is a mom energy that is coming forward here. So this is directed to mom's side. This is not going to be like dad's grandmother or, you know, dad's mom or whatever. But I definitely feel like this is going to be the mom energy. And there's a feeling with her that I do feel like there is a personal connection. So I don't feel like this is a lady that you just knew of. This would be a lady that you actually spent time with, that actually like watched you, grew up with. So there's more that like nurturing energy that is there. So if it is grandmother, I do need to validate it's her way kind of coming through as a mom energy for you. Now, when she does talk about her passing, I just get it as kind of very sudden. When I say sudden, it feels like more of a natural cause, natural passing, because I feel like I just kind of like just took my last breath. So there's something either one, respiratory, how she passed over, or two, she just simply kind of just took her last breath and just went to sleep. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm also validating here, they're bringing up my birth month. So I know April is connected here. So where's like April connected here? Either the birthday or death anniversary, please?
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes. Yeah. Either April is connected. If you okay. If you not see me work, April is connected to you. So where's April connected to you?
Okay.
This is a celebration.
I don't know.
Where's like it's right around the 20, where's like the 23rd of a month then connected to here, like January 23rd, February 23rd. There's either April or the 23rd of a month that is significant here.
Maybe
to do with the estate as well. If you think of the estate when the the past, take into account that. Maybe something to look into later on as well.
Okay, yeah.
I can't remember off the top of your head.
Absolutely. And just hold on to that, because I just feel like this is very significant why they're bringing it up here, but I do feel like it's linked over to mom's side of the family where it's connected to. And I do feel like the person is still living. They're not passed over. So I know it's a birthday, how they want to identify this here, but it's either April or the 23rd of the month that is significant here. I'm going to let Khalees jump in here real quick. Sure. Sorry about that.
Angela, how are you doing?
Good.
That's good. Am I correct that one of these women, whether it's the grandma or the mom, there's been a bit of a relationship issue between you and them? And that one of them was a little bit too pushy?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, because I feel like when I talk to them, I've just got you, and I can't see you right now because we're on audio just so that everyone knows, but I feel like you're rolling your eyes on the inside as we break through this woman's energy, and that it's hard for you to connect with excitement simply because this woman was, even though you loved her, not your favorite person all the time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Know that she comes through with an energy of apology, and that she is recognizing that she made your life difficult. I don't know if she was overly critical or just had too many things for you to do, but I just feel like you could never please her in the way that she needed to be pleased. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Know that you've exceeded the expectations of other people in your family, and that even though you may at times feel like you failed, you've actually done more than any of those women have ever done, and that you have to be proud of that.
Okay.
So it's going to take some time, but you have to just keep telling yourself these things that you've achieved. You're not going to, okay. There's a bit of, I don't know if you're physically alone or emotionally alone, but do you understand this feeling of being like kept in a box and just shut off from the world at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not going to be much longer. I feel maybe another 6 to 8 weeks and then things will open up for you. Feel like part of it is just very depressed. I'm very tired. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want people to call me. But something breaks as we head into March. Something opens up and then everything feels okay again. And I'm in March. And if you asked me when in March, I would say probably the 16th, but around the time of a celebration. So whether there's a dinner party or a birthday party, it's going to be around that time. And that's when you feel the love come back into your life.
Okay,
so not too much longer. Okay. I do also feel like I need to talk about food and cooking and groceries with you. Is it time for you to go and do the groceries? Have you not been shopping?
Yes.
Because Spirit needs to fix her house. And it's this feeling of like, I'm super depressed. The house is falling apart. You can't play that game anymore. Just get it done. Like have 3 cups of coffee and just get out there and get through that to-do list because otherwise you're going to make it really difficult for yourself in the new year.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's been so cold here.
Oh, right? I'm in New York City. Saying. It's like 13 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm dying.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
What specifically would you like us to focus on? Because I do feel there is someone else in the spirit world that might want to say hi.
Oh, someone else that like I want to speak of?
Yeah, I've got a gentleman, and let me know if you want to speak to him. Gentleman, same generation as you, someone you would have hung out with and had a more casual relationship with than formal. That makes sense.
Friends with benefits?
Yes.
Yeah,
this person is related to me but older.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
It was more like a casual hangout.
Sorry, yeah. I interrupted. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Okay, he just says he's having fun. He's fine, but you need to get out more. That's his message.
Okay.
Sorry, he's being very blunt with me, so I have to be very blunt with you. But he just says you need to get out more. There's a lot of love in the spirit world. He's laughing. He also shows me he lived life very hard.
Yes. Yeah,
he said, it's not my choice that I passed, but I know that I made the decision to make it happen.
Who is that?
My uncle.
Oh.
Yeah. He could have taken more.
He passed very, very suddenly.
But
oh, sorry.
What I was going to say is that do you just yes or no, do you know a lot about your uncle's passing? Just yes or no?
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
The reason why I'm asking is that this wasn't like multiple things that happened here, though, because it feels like to me as if there was a neurological thing, like either like a stroke, there's something like a pop that happened here. That feels like I need to bring up here, but I feel like there's multiple things that cause his condition because I feel like it's a condition. I don't feel like it's just a heart attack. It's just a lung thing. You know what I mean? I just like there's something like a pop. Right. It's what's making sense for me.
Okay. Yeah, it's, well,
people said one thing, but then it kind of led from another thing. So
would it help if I told you that I see stuff around him and a needle?
I don't know about needles, but drugs, yes.
Okay, so that could be symbolic for drugs.
Right. And
that's what
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, it was more, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if he actually used the needle, but I knew that there were like prescriptions
that he abused.
Yeah, he may have.
At this point,
yeah.
It's irrelevant.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because he is in a good place vibrationally.
Oh, good.
But he just needs you to know that he did make the decision to cross, but he didn't, i.e. he was responsible for the actions that led to his passing. It wasn't that someone killed him, but he didn't necessarily want to die at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of love to you from him.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Know that he's with you. Are just, it's just so sad.
Yeah.
How old was
so
he?
Much of it. How old was he?
Maybe like 46, 47.
Yeah. I thought he was
maybe not even. Jeez. Maybe like 44,
he was 43,
somewhere around there.
Check that.
43. Okay, yeah, 43 then. It was,
soul
yeah.
to him. I feel that he, you know, even though he was battling with his addiction, I feel like he was very lighthearted. But I also mm-hmm. feel that mental illness runs in the family. So I do feel like with him, mm-hmm. it was a way for him to hide his mental illness and not treat it. But he is talking about the segregation between individuals in the family, that everybody's kind of torn apart and separated. So I know that he makes a reference to making sure that you're not isolating yourself and making sure that you're taking care of your mental wellness, so that way you don't fall into the category of other members of the family.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot to live for. I need to go back to that first message of just telling you how proud the spirits are of you and how much you've exceeded the expectations of the family, even though you feel like you haven't.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know if like you're mm-hmm. more educated or you've got a better job, but I feel like it's a bit of everything, and that you need to mm-hmm. stop beating up on yourself and saying that you are not good enough, because you've done way more than any of them ever achieved.
Okay.
Well, that's uplifting. Hopefully, you know, you can take these messages into the new year and you know, go get some
it's
groceries.
Be a better year.
Hey, it's cold. Are you in Texas or where are you? You know, you're in Indiana, right? It's cold there.
Yeah.
Definitely cold.
Yeah.
So very cold.
What does the temperature get to in Indiana?
Right now it's 3 degrees without the wind chill. So it's probably negative right now.
Do you think it's colder everywhere in the world right now? I mean, everybody's...
Yes!
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I think the global warming is... And I think we actually predicted that on one of our podcasts, just so you know, before one of the previous prediction shows. So go back and you'll hear, and I think it was like Khalees or something. She said, it's going to be considerably colder in the world. Or maybe it was you, April. I can't remember. But so one of you guys said it was going to be colder, and it is. So...
Yeah.
But thank you so much for calling, and I just want to tell all my Facebook people that I appreciate them being a part of the show and look forward to.
I have one question. Can I ask one question?
Sure.
I don't know if they can answer this. Okay, for years and years and years, I feel someone crawling into my bed. Who's crawling into my bed with me? I don't know if you can, if you know.
Can I take this one?
Michael Jackson.
Go for it.
You know, quite often.
Make it good, AJ. Make it good.
Quite often, and I have heard a lot of these cases and I've dealt with them over the years, it could be you actually having out-of-body experiences, actually you astral projecting. Oftentimes, people will see themselves or see someone standing in the hallway, and it's actually their astral body. So basically, there's a cervical cord that connects you from your stomach to your back. And sometimes we have these experiences, someone laying on top of us, someone looking at us, or in bed with us. And usually, it's yourself actually crawling back in that body. So quite often, say, for instance, that you are sleeping on your couch or you're kind of like, you know, on the road with someone, all of a sudden you wake up and all of a sudden you're frightened, it's you slamming back into your physical body. So I believe that you're having astral catalepsy in some way, where you're kind of paralyzed, but you're shocked, but you're aware, so you're kind of going in this lucid state of mind. So I just believe that it's kind of your astral body, to be quite honest. I don't think it's anything paranormal or weird that's happening here, to be quite honest.
But it's like right when I get in bed, like I'm not sleeping yet, where I think like my cat followed me in and jumped on the bed, where I sit up,
because I'm excited she came in the bed with me and she's not there.
I don't think
it's been happening since I was younger too. I feel someone get in the bed.
Well, here's an interesting question for you, Jennifer. When you were younger, did you actually have a dog that went missing?
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry, I'm not answering the question, but I
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I actually felt. I felt it was the missing dog making an appearance to you and actually crawling back in bed with you.
I was thinking the same thing because I thought, okay, if April doesn't say something about a dead dog, we're not going to be able to close the show.
I think you're not having astral projections as well, but I do feel I couldn't decide if it was a dog or a baby, so then I decided that it was a dog that is a baby to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. It's a fur baby.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're awake, it's the dog. If you're asleep, it's the astral. Just decide when it's
happening.
That's
interesting.
Go from there.
No, but I believe the dog part.
Yeah.
Because you said it's as you're getting into bed with your, and you think it's your cat. So if it's, you know, if it feels like it's an animal jumping on the bed, then it very well could be.
Most likely.
Oh, and it went missing. I'm sorry. That's so sad.
It's okay.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, what kind of dog?
It was a mix, and it was when I was younger.
Oh,
it was. Yeah. I don't know what kind she was.
Yeah, well,
but she was my baby.
I don't think she had. I think she had multiple breeds to her, so you know,
multiple personalities.
Yeah.
Oh well, now maybe that's it, and it could be what AJ said. I mean, I get that too. I've heard about that before.
Oh, yeah?
That's really
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Angela. I hope you have a happy New Year, and thanks for calling
in. Thank you. You too.
And
thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep warm.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. This was amazing. The AJ, spectacular as ever, and just such a pleasure to be around. The Yeah, we're calling the cops on you. We're picking up. No, they're coming for me with a straitjacket. But anyways, you can find AJ Barrera at ajbarrera.com, and he and Jennifer have a radio show together.
Yeah.
And that's on
jennifermusil.com, right?
Yeah, on Jennifer. And if you want to get a psychic reading, of course, you can always go to their website and sign up and get your own spiritual awakening with your loved ones. It's just incredible what they can do. What else are you guys up to? You have a radio show. What's the name of your radio show?
Breakthrough with AJ Barrera. Yeah, we were doing that for about a while, but it's I think it's on Podomatic now. We're doing that for about 2 years or so, but I've been doing that show for well over 10 years from CBS Radio and whatnot. And
so go find find his podcast. You can, and also you can probably call into that show when he has his show. And,
yeah, we're relaunching bringing a new podcast back. So,
yay!
Yeah,
so good, in the works. Good. Yeah. You should. It's amazing the work you guys do together, and also. Apart, and this year hopefully we won't make Jennifer mad.
She's a tough boss. Definitely tough boss.
But she's very organized and a great producer. But thank you so much for doing that, Jennifer. And also we have April Nicole, who is at aprilnicole.com.
That's correct. She's, April with a Y.
You have a pet intuitive show, and also she's in the local Los Angeles area, so if you need, you know, anything, she's there. And at April Nicole on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Everything's April Nicole.
Yes. And it's easy. Good.
Yep.
And thank you. And thanks for talking to Georgina. She's absolutely now 16 years old. It makes sense to me. And then Jennifer M. Schaefer on jennifermschaefer.com.
Jennifershaefer.com.
She's a forensic intuitive, if anybody knows. She's also... friends with Rich Martini, who, you know, that was very interesting. Drew enjoyed that. And also, you know, is available as well. Do you have anything else you want to hit on?
It.
And, of course, last but not least, obviously, is Sloan Bella, who can be found at...
Running in the Hills. SloanBella.com.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to see
how...
good looking she is. I'm sorry, I'm not sexually harassing you. But
she's sexually. I'm being sexually harassed.
And
Khalees.
Please
and
call
amazing.
The police.
No. Oh, sorry, Khalees. I forgot about
Hi.
You.
Hi.
You're last, but not least, too.
The brunette version of
Didn't
it.
Did I do you already? Okay, so this is...
She just harassed you now.
I'm sorry, sweetness. Okay, so don't forget about Khalees Sloan. She's in New York area, and she is also... She does her psychic workshops on Tuesday nights in Manhattan, and also is available at KhaleesSloan.com. And anything else you want to tell us about? You have something coming up in...
Yep, I'm going to be in San Diego in January. I'm going to be in Philadelphia in February. And I'm in New York between those times too, so please just hit me up if you would like reading. Hopefully going to come see Susan in March. We haven't talked about that. Surprise.
Okay, cool.
Aspen, Colorado, Australia, all over the place. So just keep an eye on my website.
And you guys have to see these psychics in person because they're just amazing people and they're so fun to be around.
Can I mention one other thing? No. AJ and I are actually doing a class that we forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you guys.
Yeah, we're doing... a workshop with Colby, Jennifer, and I. It's January 20th and 21st at the Colby Rebel Center in Los Angeles. So if you guys are there, there's two more spaces left for the workshop. It's a two-day event. And join us. It's an investigative, intuitive, intensive. So, yeah.
Sure
we have some great stuff. We're going to reintroduce
lots of
some
really
great,
cool stuff.
Groundbreaking stuff. So, yeah.
That's great. And Colby has been on a previous prediction show, as Cindy Kaza has been. And I appreciate all the people who have done predictions and they've come true or not come true. I don't care, but it's so fun to see you guys and have a good time. And you can find us out at drdrew.com. We have a little place there for you to click on for calling out and also just visit the site and help us sponsor the show. And Happy New Year, everyone.
I hope
we all have
happy
an amazing 2018.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants.